Yeah, no, that, the Lapse of London nightclub that was briefly closed down. We'll have to leave it there. I'm Alan Miller's chair of the Nighttime Industries Association. Thank you so much for talking to us. I'm off. I've got to be honest, I don't normally do this, but I'm off for a drink. Coming up, though, I'll be listening to my top colleague, Mr. John Holmes, who will be taking
I think drink
over.
Is the perfect accompaniment to that.
I think he's best. I've never tried drugs, but it was seen the right time. What's on your show?
Oh, PFI and stabby
That's
students.
That's not the sort of language I normally expect from you, Mr. John Holmes. Stabby students.
Yeah. PFI and stabby students.
That seems fair enough. This is Talk Radio. John will be here after the 1 o'clock news. I'm back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Do stay tuned.
Talk Radio. We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Because we're closer than ever to beating it.
I'm shine-headed king of the airwaves, James Whale. And I'm leading the hair-raiser rebellion for Stand Up to Cancer.
Shave your shoulders, wax your woolly bits, de-beard your boat race. In fact, do anything you like to go fuzz-free and help raise shed loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Wax on, shave off, take cancer out.
100% of the money raised go straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary?
Oh!
If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Unbelievable!
Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
This unsavory creature, called the Monster Bill, makes its home in motor vehicles, where the Monster Bill's voracious appetite for money slowly drives the owners, who can't be bothered to switch their car insurance company, bananas. But could the Monster Bill now be at risk of extinction from its one natural and powerful predator?
Go compare! Rawr! Just go visit them today. Keep that Monster Bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare!
At Wickes, we know our trade customers are interested in running a better business. That's why we've launched Wickes Trade Pro. It gives the trade access to exclusive discounts, offers and rewards, so everything's always cheaper. Sign up in-store, online or via the Wickes Trade Pro app today. Wickes, let's do it right.
There's a brand new way to get behind the wheel of a new Mercedes-Benz. From now until the end of 2017, we're offering up to £7,000 off the price of selected models when you trade in any older diesel car built from 1992 until 2010. It's called the Diesel Changeover Bonus, and it's another way you could soon be driving something brand new, packed with our latest technology. Who knew it could be so easy? Search Mercedes-Benz Diesel Changeover Bonus and find out about your nearest participating retailer.
Offer subject to availability. Bonuses range from £3,000 to £7,000, depending on model. Trading car must be diesel, EU1 to EU4 emission standard, registered by the customer for at least 6 months. Cannot be used in conjunction with other offers. Full terms and conditions apply. At participating retailers only.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Labour hit by new anti-Semitism row. US sticks by diplomatic approach to North Korea. And the actress who played Corrie's Vera has died.
Talk Radio.
There's a new row about anti-Semitism in the Labour Party. The speaker at one of the party's conference fringe events reportedly compared Zionists to Nazis. Jeremy Corbyn has been urged to ensure tough new rules are passed to clamp down on the issue. The chair of the Jewish Labour movement, Jeremy Newmark, has told Talk Radio changes need to be made.
The very woman who chaired this meeting, at which they called for our purging and expulsion, was called upon as a centrepiece speaker in the debate on anti-Semitism this morning. So we seem to be reeling from one problem to another with a leadership that seems unable to match their rhetoric with action. It's really important that these rule changes pass.
A man who tortured and murdered a vulnerable gay man has been jailed for at least 39 years. Jason Marshall, who's 29, attacked Peter Fasoli at a house in northwest London in 2013 and then fled to Italy where he killed another man. US Defence Secretary James Mattis says diplomatically efforts are continuing to end the standoff with North Korea. The regime in Pyongyang has accused America of declaring war on it through Donald Trump's hostile tweets. Washington says that's absurd. Professor of International Politics Scott Lucas has told Talk Radio military action could be catastrophic.
The first time you fire a missile or a bomb on North Korea, North Korea launches artillery and rockets on South Korea. They can hit Japan. They now have the potential, we know, to possibly even hit an American island such as Guam in the Pacific. So you sort of unleash the dogs of war and you don't know where they wind up.
Coronation Street actress Liz Dawn, who played Vera Duckworth in A Soap for more than 30 years, has died. The 77-year-old's family say she passed away peacefully, surrounded by them last night, and they're heartbroken. It comes as the actor Tony Booth, who also appeared on The Cobbles in 1960s, has passed away aged 85. The actor and political campaigner was better known for his role in Till Death Do Us Part, was the father of Cherie Blair.
And Victoria's got the weather now. She's got the weather. Weather. Here's the weather. Radio, national weather. There it is.
So, largely dry with warm, sunny spells.
I mean, you could have just said that. You didn't need me to put that on a phone.
Well, I didn't get my weather forecast ready. I haven't been handed one. And, you know, just have to read what's in front of me. I can give you any... See, part of it's out of date, so fine.
Let's have a look.
Yeah, because look, today,
yeah.
Mist and fog slowly clearing. Well, that was earlier.
Yeah, well, that's the Met Office for you. Not updating it, you see. So that is.
Yeah.
Good. How are you today?
Fine. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, actually. I mean, I'm all right. You know. Good chat. Right. Who's got the... Is it Ben?
I think it might be Ben.
Ben, the return of Ben Fletcher.
Yeah.
The prodigal,
but just for one.
The prodigal pre-recorded sports reporter.
Yeah.
All right. Here's Ben Fletcher, we think, with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it. Selco, it's where the
trade go. I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Three Premier League sides are in Champions League group stage action this evening. Tottenham are in Cyprus, aiming to back up victory over Borussia Dortmund against Apoel Nicosia. Manchester City are at home to Ukrainian side Shakhtar Donetsk, with defender Kyle Walker claiming the club are confident of success in all competitions this season. City won their opening match 4-0 at Feyenoord. They're top of the Premier League after six games. Walker says it's clear to see the quality they have.
I think it's just about consistency. We just keep playing at the level that we're playing at. I don't think we'll come against many oppositions that's going to cause as much problem. I think we're going to be tough.
And Liverpool could do with 3 points away at Spartak Moscow in Talk Sports Live commentary game, having drawn against Sevilla a fortnight ago. Among tonight's Sky Bet Championship fixtures, leaders Leeds head to third place Cardiff, with the side separated only by goal difference. There's full commentary over on Talk Sport 2. Finally, England batsman Keaton Jennings has agreed a four-year deal at Lancashire after turning down a contract to stay at Durham. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And that's Ben bringing us the sport there in a pre-recorded fashion. Good afternoon. Hello. It's Tuesday. And, well, you know, we've got things to get through. Not least Labour's PFI grab. Of course, dull but important. We're going to file that under. We've got... the stabby student as well. We're going to be talking about that. I'm sure you're aware of those stories. And much more besides. But now, let's get on with it.
Talk Radio.
At DFS, we know how important it is to be comfy. So as the nights draw in, our craftspeople like Barbara here...
Hi.
..go all out to make sure every sofa is carefully handmade to order.
I treat every sofa that I sew as if it's coming to my house.
And she's very particular. And with Autumn Winter Collection sofas now up to half price and available with 4 years interest-free credit, winter's going to be very comfy indeed. DFS. Order now for guaranteed Christmas delivery.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation with John Holmes, the man who's stirring up the nation.
The original sound of John Holmes
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon, welcome along. It is Wayne Rooney, pre-op gluten-free vegan of privilege. Can't get through to Ryanair's garage.
Stick your finger in a ring.
Yeah. And the crowd that come, they are obviously bowling for super fans.
It took me ages.
Do you remember the lollipop sticks of yesteryear? Right, so, of course, we've got the Brexit negotiations. Cornelius, you've been working this up.
Jacob Rees-Mogg could become an Eastern European au pair.
They take the thread-like vegetative part of the fungus called mycelium.
However, the punchline to the joke...
Yeah, but that's like, oh, do you want to try my oil of Olay?
And then Charlie...
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey,
well, good afternoon then to you there. And I'm going to say welcome. As like the BBC's Laura Kussenberg, their political editor, having to have a bodyguard at the Labour conference because of all the threats and abuse she's getting from nutcase left-wingers. So we now offer our protection services to you this afternoon. Here we are, cocooning your ears in a soft layer of hard news coverage. And I like to think we're watching over you like a guardian angel. But a guardian angel made of radio. Tuesday, third day of the Labour Party conference, of course. Highlights so far include John McDonnell's speech on PFI contract, the decision not to open up Brexit to the floor for debate, Dennis Skinner yesterday, Tom Watson later today, Russell Brand at the conference fringe event calling our reporter Alex Dibble adorable. Adorable Dibble. Adora-dibble. And our boss going on a jolly for about 12 hours. He went missing. Having last been seen propping up a bar. Tried to find him earlier as well. Apparently gone out for breakfast. Highlights one and all. Meanwhile, North Korea say that the US have declared war on them. That's interesting, isn't it? Something the US says is absurd, as they threaten to shoot down US bombers. US bombers, meanwhile, say they can't be shot down as they've all gone down on one wheel to show solidarity with the American Take a Knee campaign. Last night, the 960th Airborne Air Control Squadron out of Oklahoma had their Boeing E-3 Sentry planes take the wheel, hashtag take the wheel, before a practice skirmish in protest against Trump or footballers or Black Lives or whatever today's pervading hashtag in an increasingly stupid social media world is. Anyway, hello. Welcome, as I say. It is Talk Radio. It is the afternoons. I am John Holmes. And doing today's time between 1 and 4, we are stabbing you with the following features. Obviously, they won't actually do time as they are posh and have the prospects of a good job ahead of them, just like that Oxford student. Headline hijack is on the way. You get to make up a news story. Using words that you know, simply feed us some news in made-up form. That's all you have to do. Some of it will make its way to Victoria, who's here with this mouth.
This mouth.
That's the one. And with it, she'll say the news, and because she has a voice of authority, in a news-like way, you'll believe her, of course. However, one of the stories at 2 o'clock will be a lie. You make it up. Here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with
any word you like. Thence to the Diversity Paper Review, of course, as we round up all of the day's big stories for you from the papers, from what's trending online and so forth. But we'll be doing that with a different diversity. We do that each day, making us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. We will be helping someone else with a Kickstarter project round about 20 past two. If you've got a Kickstarter project you're working on, you'd like to come on the radio to talk about it, thereby giving it a kick up the arse. The number's the same, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Work experience punditry today comes from Reese, who will be reviewing new music for us. Our work experience, Reese, in the building. Not being paid, which is why we're using him. There's the big debate at three. reports live from the Labour conference with our reporter Alex Dibble as we go along, of course, as well. The news in haikus, all of current affairs rendered, I guess, rendered easier to understand with short-form oriental verse. It's all down to the number of syllables, you see. The news takes ages to explain it generally, doesn't it? But we can do it in 5, 7, and 5 in syllable terms. The news in haikus, then. All your reactions are very welcome as well to the studio. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word.
We know the rules. And there will be a game of snowflake buckaroo as well. It's like actual buckaroo. You know, with the donkey, you ever played buckaroo? It's got like a donkey, and you hang tools on it in order to make the donkey kick the tools off. Well, it's like that, but with a millennial snowflake and trigger phrases. Hang the trigger phrases on the snowflake, see when it kicks off and runs to its safe space. Snowflake buckaroo on the way today. Ginger Dave not producing. Assistant producer Asprod Marta is through the ventana.
The ventana.
It's Spanish for glass, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Because you're Spanish, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Hola.
Yeah. Hola.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas. Nice.
Emma's on the buttons again. Hello, Emma.
Good afternoon.
Hello there. Victoria's on the news for us this afternoon.
Yes, John.
Yes, John. Sounded weary already, and we're only just in to it, aren't we?
Yes, John.
Okay. Cornelius is here as well.
Hello.
Yeah, he is. You had a haircut.
That was last week.
All right. Didn't notice. So welcome along then to what passes as afternoon's entertainment on Talk Radio in the afternoon. Now, as you know, we need to start with some music to get us into today's big story. It's a little game for you to play at work or at home or in the car or prison or wherever you might be. Why not see if you can work out from the clues within either the artist or the title what big story we're going to be discussing in depth next on Talk Radio. I'm on it, get on it, the chips are on fire, you know I need it, much closer, I'm trading just a little. Step on it, electronic, the chips are on fire. I'm much deeper, a sleeper, waiting for the final trip. Come on in, get on it, I'm carving through a let up all my needed life potions, these drugs are just an hour away. Come on in, electronic, a polyphonic, rusted to the mortars, I'm fire. Sound of Kasabian. That is L. Stop singing. That is LSF. And it somehow links to today's big story. You've been trying to figure out why. You've been texting us, tweeting us. No one's got it right. Cornelius, you've been working it out as well. How does it link to today's big old story?
Is it the consumers being told to compare comparison sites?
In what sense have Kasabian got to do with that?
Kasabian.
Yeah.
Have a song called Go Compare.
No, they don't.
Do they not?
No, that's an advert. You're mixing up Kasabian with an advert.
Oh. Well, oh, no. Is it?
Yeah.
Is it the therapy which wakes a vegetative state patient?
How so?
because they were a lost soul forever, but now they're not. And that's what LSF, which is the song, that's what it stands for.
Yeah!
Yes!
No. No, it's not. It's not. It's not that. LSF, what's that?
Lost Souls Forever. Yeah, what just told you.
Yeah, LSF.
Lost Souls Forever.
Yes, but what is
Sabian song?
Yeah. It's three letters, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
DFS.
No. Like PFI. That's how it links to today's big story. It's three letters, LSF by Kasabian. Mm. PFI. Contracts by Labour Party.
Yeah, well, they're not by the Labour Party.
Well, that's the controversy.
Well,
you don't know, do you? John Major started them, but Gordon Brown very much embraced the initiative and then spent billions and billions of taxpayers' money on them. Now Labour are saying they're going to claw them back and take them in-house, but are they? When you look at the figures, it doesn't quite pan out like that. So is it reality or rhetoric that John McDonnell was talking yesterday? We're going to be finding out about it from the Labour Party conference next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake.
For Stand Up to Cancer, we're about to get ballsy with our bakes. We're going to play a little game of cupcake roulette.
Okay, we've only got a few left. Let's mix and mingle them. I can't even finish that. That is the rankest thing I have ever literally.
It tastes like a cake's fallen into fish and chips.
See the full video of my ballsy bakes right now on Talk Radio's Facebook page or on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
At DFS, we know how important it is to be comfy. So as the nights draw in, our craftspeople like Barbara here...
Hi.
..go all out to make sure every sofa is carefully handmade to order.
I treat every sofa that I sew as if it's coming to my house.
And she's very particular. And with Autumn Winter Collection sofas now up to half price and available with 4 years interest-free credit, winter's going to be very comfy indeed. DFS. Order now for guaranteed Christmas delivery.
Direct Line guaranteed to beat any public liability insurance quote for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Ooh, winter can hit you hard if your boiler's not up to it. So make sure your home or business stays a step ahead this winter with a new boiler from British Gas for half price. You'll still get our full fixed price guarantee and our full 5-year warranty. And you'll only pay full price for the installation. Oh, and don't worry, you will get a full boiler. It's only the price we've cut in half. But hurry, this half-price offer ends 31st of October. Get yours now and be a step ahead this winter. Search British Gas New Boiler. Conditions apply.
Modern life is hectic. Queue in for the bathroom. Packing the kids' lunchboxes. Doing the school run. Walking the dog. Sprinting after the bus. Making that deadline. Cheeky catch-up with the girlies. Then racing to pick up the kids so we're home for tea time. Oh, nothing in the fridge.
Don't come home to an empty fridge. New Tesco same-day delivery. Order by one for delivery after 7. Tesco. Every little helps. Subject to availability, excludes Sunday delivery charges apply.
The Renault scrappage scheme is now on. You could save thousands on a brand new Renault. So say au revoir to your old car. Model exclusions apply. Eligibility criteria apply. Visit renault.co.uk/scrappage.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M62 is queuing east towards Junction 18 for the Simister Island just after its link with the M60 and the M66. The lorry's broken down there. The situation on the M6 South near Coventry has changed. The closure at Junction 2 has been lifted, but between Junction 1 and the M1, two lanes are still closed. The M5 South, though, the exit slip at Junction 8 with the M50, that's still closed off for the recovery of an overturned lorry. And problems for traffic in Exeter in Devon. The eastbound side of the A30 Honiton Road around the M5 at Junction 29 is currently closed by an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
A 4-pack of Peroni Nastro Azzurro is just £5.50 at the Co-op. Perfect for an action-packed night in front of the telly this autumn. Another deal for you from the Co-op. 330ml bottles subject to availability. See participating stores for details. 18 plus, please drink responsibly.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes, and it's time, of course, to talk about today's big story. Brighton, of course, we know the Labour Party conference midway through its third day. Another day, another anti-Semitism row as a fringe speaker says that people should be allowed to question the Holocaust. Other activists are comparing Israel to Nazi Germany. And Jeremy Corbyn is accused of being an ostrich, which is not particularly anti-Semitic in and of itself, of course. More that he won't take his head out of the Semitic sand and deal with the problem. Of course, there's the NHS waiting list for the removal of a man's head from where it's stuck in sand, something Labour also promises to tackle. The front pages today full of their promise to take the PFI contracts, which have so blighted the NHS for years, back into the control of the state. Private finance initiatives have always been controversial. Many consider them a drain on public money. It's part of Labour's pledge to renationalise what went private under the Tories, of course, railways, water, energy, Royal Mail and so forth. But it's PFI that's getting the headlines, not least because Labour also embraced it, particularly under Gordon Brown. Now, on the line, George Pascoe Watson, senior partner, Portland Communications and political commentator. Good afternoon, George. Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Now, so talk us through I mean, there's a lot to talk about with the Labour conference, of course, but let's sort of start with the PFI thing. There's conflicting figures around today because we seem to learn from John McDonnell yesterday during his speech that all of the PFI was going to be dragged back into the state control. But this morning, John Ashworth, the Shadow Health Secretary, seemed to say the problems were just a handful of PFI contracts.
There's absolute clarity as much as there is in muddy water, I'm afraid, on this one, John. And it's not the first time that a politician at a conference stands up and paints a glorious vision of a sunny and beautiful picture just to get the people in the room very excited. And that's what John McDonnell did yesterday. But, of course, within hours, really, this whole position was unwinding, and it's now clear that it's really an ambition, and there would be a review of PFI contracts, and that over time they may take some back into state control. But let's be very clear with our listeners today. Taking PFI contracts back into the ownership of the state would cost your listeners, taxpayers, billions and billions. I'm talking 50, 60, 70 billion pounds, yeah. No doubt about that.
Because the companies who have these contracts, you know, the compensation, you're absolutely right, it's just going to stretch onwards, isn't it?
Well, if you are a company which has taken out a contract with the government under the PFI scheme, you are legally entitled by contract to get the money back that that you are owed. That's just a fact of life. And it is definitely true that the successive governments which negotiated those contracts did a pretty poor job, because the companies that that have got these contracts in many cases have done rather well out of them.
Indeed.
But nonetheless, we shouldn't kid ourselves. Trying to renationalise these debts is a fool's errand, because it doesn't actually raise much money at all and will cost just as much money as we're already paying out.
So why would McDonnell go for this, knowing that it would unravel very quickly under the bare minimum of scrutiny?
Because this Labour Party, the Jeremy Corbyn Labour Party, is about painting pictures. It's about beautiful images. It's about seducing socialists to believe that their dreams can turn into reality. Yeah. It's romantic and it's passionate, but it is completely without hard-headed economic facts. And that's why a lot of the more intelligent people in the Labour Party shake their heads in their hands as they hear these things being trotted out, because they know it's more evidence of the magic money tree. Yeah. You know, I heard one of the Labour front benches this morning talking about more money for parents and schools and kids and sure start clubs. It's money which is, I mean, I've basically lost count of how much money has been pledged in the last 2 days under a Labour government.
Well,
none of which is going to be earned.
There's they also announced, of course, this £500 million winter bailout for the NHS as well.
Yes.
Where's that supposed to be coming from?
And nobody knows. And last week I was speaking to some of their senior figures who were talking about the £250 billion regional economic boost that they're going to bring in. And that's money that they've just made up. I mean, we'd all love to be in a world where money was free and it grew on trees. It doesn't, and they can't explain where they get the money from. And what's interesting is, just in the last few minutes, John McDonnell has admitted that the Labour are having to plan for a run on the pound should they get elected. So they are even acknowledging that the city would be so terrified of a Labour administration that the people would be selling pounds.
It seems that they're, you know, they've also announced this tax on bookmakers to treat problem gamblers, and it sounds like Labour are a problem gambler to me, sort of gambling, you know, with money that isn't there on this sort of utopian future.
You're absolutely right, and it is a utopian future, and I was down there yesterday and last night and a bit this morning, and you just have to look at people to realise that for 25, 30 years they've been desperate to hear this utopian vision. And of course, under Tony Blair and Gordon Brown, they were unable to celebrate in that bathwater, because Blair and Brown managed to bring sense to the party, and that's why, of course, they won 3-4 successive victories in power. But yeah. This is a party which has lost, as far as I can work out, really lost all sense of how the economy works.
But is it right then, and finally, because I know you've got a dash, but the mood of that conference, as we've been hearing from our own staff down there, is one of victory. So kind of, you know, we had Len McCluskey talking about a win, even though, of course, it wasn't a win at the election. But this sense, that we're getting the impression of celebration in a way, but it's all built on sand.
Your listeners should know absolutely that there is a sort of la-la fantasy land going on down in Brighton at the Labour Party conference. It is an alternative society that's happening there, parallel universe. And they are genuinely going around patting each other on the back, telling each other they actually won the general election, and they think that they are riding high. And it just really underlines the fact just how far they are from reality. There are smart people at the top of the Labour Party who are saying, we can't carry on like this. There have to be tough decisions about what we would spend, how we would spend it, and where we would generate the money in the first place. Because if they don't encourage the business community to stay in Britain or even come to this country, you will see that there is absolutely no money to pay for any of this kind of stuff, beautiful though it sounds.
George, thank you very much indeed. George Pascoe Watson there, senior partner at Portland Communications, political commentator, talking to us, having been in Brighton down at the Labour Party conference. And as we've been saying, the reports are, certainly from the, you know, our own people, Sam Delaney was broadcasting from there yesterday, and the mood is, amongst the Labour Party, one of victory. And as George was saying, it seems a little bit odd. And then things that get announced, like the PFI contracts, slightly unravelling, even more than slightly, once the finances get drawn into it. It's you know, we'll wait to see what today brings, I would say. In terms of what we're doing next, we have a diversity paper review for you. We will be going through the papers and indeed what's trending with a different diversity. What?
The trending review is a drive show, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
Well, yeah, it is, of course. You don't say trending yet. We're paper review.
Yeah, but that makes us sound like outdated, because the papers are like
yesterday.
Also,
yesterday's, it makes it sound like we're just nicking drive show's idea.
We have then.
Well, that's not good,
oh,
is
just
it?
Just done it.
Just yeah, but it's not good. You can't just do
all it is what, it's just what people are talking about. Okay, it's people, what people are talking about review.
Fine, that's fine.
All right, it's what people are talking about review. And the papers. But the thing, it's a diversity. That's the thing. It makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting, because a different diversity does it each and every day. And we've got Headline Hijack on the way, of course. But now at exactly 1:30, Victoria's here and she's got the latest news.
Talk Radio. Jeremy Corbyn is being urged to back tough new rules on anti-Semitism after what's been described as acutely embarrassing comments made last night. A speaker at one of the party's conference fringe events reportedly compared Zionists to Nazis. But former London Mayor Ken Livingstone, who's currently suspended from Labour, has told Talk Radio the party doesn't have a problem with anti-Semitism.
I mean, this is the problem. We've had these criticisms of, Israel and its policy towards the Palestinians. That doesn't mean to say we're anti-Semitic. It's just that what Israel's done to the Palestinians is totally unacceptable.
A man has been jailed for at least 39 years for torturing and murdering a vulnerable gay man in his home in northwest London. Peter Fasoli's death had been considered an accident until footage of Jason Marshall's attack was discovered on the victim's computer. England cricketer Ben Stokes will miss tomorrow's one-day international with the West Indies after being arrested. The all-rounder was held overnight and released without charge this morning after an incident in Bristol. Actress Liz Dawn, who played Vera Duckworth in Coronation Street for more than three decades, has died. She was 77. The soap's executive producer has described her as a Coronation Street legend, a brilliant actor and a wonderful person. While actor Tony Booth has died at the age of 85. The weather dry with warm sunshine for most. Cooler in the northwest with highs of 21 degrees. There's more news in half an hour.
Thank you very much. But Tony Booth, he's now, let me get this right, Cherie Blair's
father. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Tony Blair's father. Victoria is here. She is with us throughout the afternoon. She will be bringing us a headline hijack in that half an hour's time. You get to make the news up. Also, today's bonus news, by the way, if you are desperately thinking, well, all that news is very interesting and informative, but what's happening in the world of vegetables, then don't worry, because Victoria will be bringing you those details in around 2 hours' time. Today, it's vegetable news, of course.
Of course.
Vegetable news. Any...
No.
No, obviously not. So that's on the, on the way. It's not as favourite as the nation's favourite mineral news, of course.
That's, no. That's animal news.
That's tomorrow.
No, that's your favourite.
Yeah.
You don't reflect the views of the nation.
Mm. Mineral news is the one that gets everyone...
I think they just do that to annoy me, to be honest.
Possibly.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, I can't see anyone wanting to do that.
Well, you do every day.
Yep, you make a fair point. Mm-hmm. Victoria with us. stop coughing. This is like day five of this.
We had a meeting about a potential new studio, which may or may not happen.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, the second seat may have a cough button.
Yes.
And I was laughed down.
Why?
Because I said, well, fine, I'll carry on coughing on air. And they said, oh, what if a guest uses it?
What, for coughing?
But apparently sometimes they use it accidentally.
What?
I don't know.
Just tell guests not to press buttons.
Yeah, I do. I will.
I mean, it's not a big deal, is it?
I know of other radio stations where the guest slot does have a cough button.
So do I, Victoria.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm, and so many other things besides.
Mm.
Like working equipment.
Let's move on.
Okay. Fine. Victoria, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good. Am I really?
No.
Okay. Right. Headline hijack's on the way next.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Unconventional after-hours radio that you won't hear anywhere else. When the sun goes down, he comes alive with callers from the other side.
The ones who want to air their views on the stuff that never makes the news.
Do fish bleed? Do pigeons have homes? Were the monkeys better than the Rolling Stones?
Would you ever use a haunted loo?
What made Ian turn the air so blue?
How do you sleep at night, you thieving little...
Listen each weeknight from 10, and you'll soon find out you're just like them.
Something extraordinary is happening on your radio. Make sure you don't miss the show that everyone else is talking about.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 25 to 2 o'clock. And made up news is on the way. Of course it is. It's today's headline hijack. Now, what other radio programme gives you the opportunity to get involved in actual editorial news? I'll tell you, none other radio programme, that's what. Not one of them. But we do, and we're not even sure it's even allowable. But here we are doing it anyway. The news is sacrosanct, they say. The news at the top of the hour and on the half an hour cannot be meddled with. For it is authoritative. It is the news, after all. And we wouldn't be seen to be bringing you fake news. Oh, no. Except, oh, yes. For at 2 o'clock each day, that's exactly what happened. Stop sniffing and coughing.
I didn't think you heard that, because I went over there.
It didn't make any difference.
Oh, sorry, everyone. That is rank.
Everyone's still ill around here. Anyway, make up the news. That's it. Just a paragraph, just a sentence or two. We'll give it to Victoria. She'll read it out as fact. Thereby fooling everybody not paying attention to this bit of the programme. The number is 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
If you're a keen social media user. So what's been coming in so far today? Cornelius has some examples.
Arthur says that Eddie the Eagle has become a Ryanair pilot as part of a new hiring rounds of pilots to help the airline solve the cancellation of flights.
Yeah.
The former ski jumper has been training to be a pilot for the past 5 years and said that he feels himself and Ryanair will work together as they are both used to landing short of where they were aiming to.
And this has come in from Claire. Footage has emerged from last night's Labour conference of Jeremy Corbyn and John McDonnell arm wrestling in a hotel bar just before midnight. Talk Radio's inside sources say that the top Labour top dogs were trying to solve which side of the single market argument they were going to fall on. By the way, in slight breaking news,
yeah,
it appears Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London,
yeah,
has called for a second referendum. Am I right?
Mm.
I mean, that's not opening up divisions in the currently divided Labour Party at all, is it?
Second referendum on Brexit,
yeah,
we should say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's actually come out and called for that.
Yeah.
Right.
What do you reckon? Arm wrestle?
Arm wrestle it. All the Remainers on one side. Right, a massive world record arm wrestle, and all the Brexit people on the other, just arm wrestling it out. I've often wondered why major conflicts, including war, can't be solved, right, with non-fatal means. Mm. So say it was, like, international football, right? Say that's a thing.
Yeah.
So why can't, like, in the World Cup, right, why can't conflicts be decided in a game as opposed to killing everybody? Because surely that would be a better way to do it.
Yeah, but just remember how good Germany are at football.
Well,
and then it might, you know, I mean, it would be a lot more peaceful, but
yeah, but no one would die.
Well, maybe.
But it wouldn't. It'd spur everyone on a bit to get better training, wouldn't it, or something? I mean, Brazil would
own all of South America.
Yeah, that's
they'd
fine.
Just invade, but obviously not.
But in football terms,
just take over.
But that's all right.
Is it?
Well, yeah, it's better.
Would
better.
You be happy if Brazil just came over here and took over?
I don't know, they've got nice feather dancing. So, yeah. But I think it's just a better way of solving things, isn't it? Just a sort of... Not football, then. All right, something that's kaplunk. Something that's just unilateral. That's Jenga. So you get a representative from Brazil, if they're in the argument. Or Israel-Palestine, as is topical to talk about at the moment, given what Ken Livingstone was saying earlier.
Mm.
Right? You just sit there, and someone from Israel has a game of Jenga with someone from Palestine.
The Labour Party just decide whether or not they like Jewish people
by
a game of Jenga.
By a game of Jenga.
Do you reckon they're going to have a second referendum on that?
Yeah, why not? I'm just trying to come up with, you know, I'm like Jesus in many ways. I'm trying to come up with better ways for the world to be.
I don't think you're like Jesus in any way.
I am a little bit.
You're a terrible ideas man.
Well, it's not one.
You are a terrible ideas man.
That's what they said to Jesus.
No, they didn't.
He came along, didn't he?
And he Jesus didn't have any ideas.
Peace,
did he?
Peace on earth, he said.
Yeah.
And goodwill to all men. And
sure.
And he had ideas about, you know, whatever, didn't he? And stuff. So, you know, they called him a terrible.
They probably weren't even new ideas.
They said his ideas were terrible. They did. That's why they crucified him.
Yeah.
So he was a terrible ideasman. I might be that, but I might be like Jesus. You don't know. We haven't tried my way. We've tried everyone else's way, but we haven't tried my way.
Well, why don't I put a nail through your hand and we'll see if you're like Jesus?
No. Right, it's 20 to 2, and on the way is a diversity paper review. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Stoptober is back, and this year it's bigger than ever. Over 1 million people have used the Stoptober 28-day Stop Smoking Challenge to help them quit. And Stoptober's got loads to help you stop for good, like the free app, the online community, and face-to-face support. Plus, you can use patches, gum, even e-cigarettes to help you kick the habit. Keep it up for 28 days and you're 5 times more likely to quit. So come on, join in, because Stoptober is bigger than ever.
Search Stoptober for all the support you need to quit smoking for good.
He-Man got £50 worth of Co-op food vouchers when he bought Co-op Home Combined Insurance through Money's Supermarket. Now, he feels like his high kicks could pierce the sky. Another Money Super exclusive from Money Supermarket. Offer ends October 16th. New customers only who buy a Co-op Home Combined Buildings and Contents policy through Money Supermarket. Excludes Northern Ireland and Channel Island customers. For full T's and C's, go to Money Supermarket.
I fitted another one of those Valent EcoFit boilers today with a V-Smart.
V-Smart?
Yeah. It lets my customer control their boiler from anywhere through an app.
That's smart.
And it can help reduce bills too by making it work even more efficiently.
That's smart too.
It shows energy usage and it'll even connect to a smart home.
That's really smart. Why is it called V-Smart then?
At Valent, we're with you all the way. So our EcoFit Pure Range is compatible with V-Smart to give complete control. Search Valent V-Smart for more.
When you're on the city and the footy's on TV, that's Amore. When you've got all the matches without any catches, that's Amore. When you're on the city and the footy's on TV, that's Amore.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Is your current job driving around the bend? Now's the time to put your career into overdrive and earn up to £30,000 a year as a qualified driving instructor. Visit reddrivingschool.com or text RED to 80800 and discover the freedom of being your own boss with a guaranteed opportunity to join Red Driving School. You can even get a full refund of your training fees once you work with us for a qualifying period. Terms and conditions apply. Make the change now with Red Driving School. Text RED to 80800 now. Text charge at standard rate.
The Renault scrappage scheme is now on. You could save thousands on a brand new Renault. So say au revoir to your old car. Model exclusions apply. Eligibility criteria apply. Visit renault.co.uk/scrappage.
At Wix, we know our trade customers are interested in running a better business. That's why we've launched Wix Trade Pro. It gives the trade access to exclusive discounts, offers and rewards. So everything's always cheaper. Sign up in store, online or via the Wix Trade Pro app today. Wix, let's do it right.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The breakdown on the M62 has been recovered east near junction 18 for the Simmerstone Island, but it's still very slow on the approach to that. You can now get into Sheffield on the A57 Sheffield Parkway after earlier problems there, but again, very busy. One lane on the M6 South remains closed between one at Rugby and the Catthorpe interchange after an accident, so slow there. The M5 South, you can't leave at junction 8 for the M50, that's because of an overturned lorry. And as you travel away from Exeter, the eastbound side of the A30 Honiton Road towards the M5 is very busy. One lane remains closed because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
A four-pack of Peroni Nastro Azzurro is just £5.50 at the Co-op. Perfect for an action-packed night in front of the telly this autumn. Another deal for you from the Co-op. 330ml bottles subject to availability. See participating stores for details. 18 plus, please drink responsibly.
Oh, hello there, Doctor. I've got this horrible thing in my leg that's giving me jip.
Well, pop your trousers off. Let's take a look.
It's swollen and red and itchy. Mm. Also, when it rains, it starts singing the Yellow Rose of Texas.
She's the Yellow Rose of Texas. She charges $50.
Very interesting. And I'm afraid I really don't have an opinion on that. Next.
Julia Hartley Brewer's always got an opinion, whether you like it or not. Join me every weekday morning from 10 as I take the temperature of the nation the old-fashioned way. Bend over, Mr. Whale.
Julia Hartley Brewer on call tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio.
She's the richest girl in Texas and all she does is...
That's enough, leg. Keep it doing.
It's an appointment to listen.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, hello, it is Talk Radio. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Welcome along. Much to talk about today, as indeed we have been doing. John McDonnell and his flagship speech yesterday regarding the grabbing back of the PFI contracts that so blighted Gordon Brown's tenure. Gordon Brown, there's figures on that, by the way. Gordon Brown... this is just one hospital. Your neck of the woods, actually, Courtney. It's Bromley.
Oh, yeah? Right? What, so, PRU, Princess Royal Hospital, University Hospital.
PFI contract.
Yeah.
Right? I know you don't know what they are.
No, I don't. No. Isn't that thing we always get cold calls about, no, like 6 o'clock in the evening?
That's PPI. That's a different thing.
Isn't there a deadline on those?
No, shut up. And I was trying to explain to Condi's in the office what a PFI is.
Arnold Schwarzenegger head. No, the robot.
No, that's PPI. This is PFI. I was trying to explain to him what it was. And essentially what happens is that the private company built a hospital, Bromley, where you live.
That's where I was born.
Yeah. They built that hospital.
Really?
Right, which cost £118 million. Right?
Of course it did.
And the government then essentially rent the services back. They what they do is they pay for it back. And of course all the contracts go out to from cleaners to equipment and everything else.
Yeah.
Guess how much that's costing the NHS for a hospital that costs £118 million?
Less than that.
No.
What, you're telling me it's more?
Yes.
I'm fuming all of a sudden.
Yeah, 1.2 billion.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's the problem. You see, and that's just one hospital.
I do want that sort of amount of money being spent on my birthplace, though. Sort of, is that just for, like, commemorative plaques and stuff? Is that included in that?
No.
Is it? They named the hospital after
me. Stop it now. So that's what I'm talking about. So that's going on. So John McDonnell, it turns out, was going to claw these things back. But then it turns out, actually, it's not quite what he said from the podium yesterday. Now it's all beginning to unravel. It's because how are they going to pay for it? They can't. It's going to cost them more in compensation to the companies in the first place. So that's going on. Also, there's this anti-Semitism row again, rearing its head.
Well, they're saying they're going to have a second referendums, aren't
the
they?
The second referendums.
On whether they like Jewish people.
That's right. The split. It now is in Labour. Sadiq Khan has called for a second referendum. Everyone's bending the knee, aren't they?
Now
David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson out of Off of the X-Files have bent a knee.
David Duchovny bends the knee.
Yeah, him. And and Gillian Ankleson have bent the American plane. You know about North Korea saying they're going to shoot down American jets? They've said that today.
Yeah.
And they're allowed to do it because the US have declared war on them, which the US say they haven't. But the jets aren't even taking off now. They're bending the wheel. And they're on the tarmac in solidarity with whatever it is people are bending the knee about today. It's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh. I can't get my head around
it. Don't worry, Cornelius, we're here to help. Because what we do is we take the news, and no matter how complex it is, we can always simplify it with a set number of syllables. 5, 7, and 5. We present the news in haikus.
Trump denies declaring war in a case of no. You started it first.
The news! In haikus. So we turn to today's newspapers and the stuff that people are talking about online and so on and so forth. To work our way through it, because that's what you do on the radio, but we do it very differently. We do it each day with a different diversity, of course, making us, as regular listeners know, the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. Diversity is a huge issue, not just in the media, but in all other walks of life at the moment, of course. And we like to do our bit to help. It's a small bit, but we do it anyway. Today, we welcome in one of our diversities. It's Toby, who is...
Jewish.
Yeah. And where do you stand on this anti-Semitism row with your... in the Labour Party? The divisions, Toby, with your ish status.
They should all be fined.
There.
Everyone.
Every single one of them.
Every single Labour.
Right. Good. What have you got in the papers?
Well, I mean, I will move on to the papers in just a moment, but I want to raise something that is topical, given what you were just talking about. Cornelius was just saying that he's pleased that £1.2 billion is being spent on the hospital where he was born.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's disgraceful that £1.2 billion wasn't spent where I was born.
Right, you call
the reason being, where I was born, there wasn't even a hospital. Why has £1.2 billion not been spent putting up a hospital where I was born?
Where were you born?
In a Vauxhall Astra on the way to hospital, and we didn't get there.
So you would like hospitals to be built in Vauxhall Astras?
Well, could have parked outside and gone into the hospital.
Toby, for the NHS to equip Vauxhall Astras with medical midwifery services.
Yeah, I'd quite like that, but it doesn't have to be that way.
Yes or no, should they replace airbags with birthing pools?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
There we go. That's the answer we were looking for.
I just feel like, you know, you think you need £1.2 billion spent on the hospital where you were born, but I think I would have liked an actual hospital to have been where I was born.
Did you come out in the footwell?
I did land on my head on the floor
right
in the back of the car, yes.
Right. That explains a lot.
My mum said to my dad, he's been born. My dad said, don't be stupid. I cried, and my dad said, oh,
swear word.
Sod it, yeah. Shall we say.
Right.
Yeah.
Good. But look how you turned out.
Yeah, with a big bruise on my head.
Yeah, hasn't gone away, has it?
No, absolutely not.
Right.
I don't quite know where to start. I think we'll start with World Rugby.
Oh, let's do that. Yeah, this is a good story, isn't it?
There's been all sorts of discussions about the dangers of this sport and whether school kids should be allowed to play it is okay, but presumably it would be touch rugby as opposed to the proper thing. World Rugby criticises call for scrum and tackle ban in school sport. That's rugby tackle ban.
Actually banning the tackle.
No,
although that would give people less to grab.
It would. Yeah. Presumably women could carry on playing.
Yeah.
Experts call for ban on harmful contact to reduce injury risk. World Rugby, though, questions data on which claims are based.
Is this a bit snowflake? Is this a bit nanny state again? Is this one of those stories?
Well, presumably the argument is that these kids are not yet fully developed.
Yeah.
You do get a lot of injuries from rugby playing in school.
I broke my finger during playing rugby.
I mean, that sounds very painful.
Is it still bent?
It is actually.
Can you see the top of that? It goes sort of slightly that way.
I said finger.
Oh, sorry. Right, I thought you meant...
Top of the finger.
With this story...
Someone trod on that as well.
Is it right? Not all children are fully developed.
No.
But children develop at different rates.
Yeah.
I personally was a bit of a late bloomer.
Mm. Still.
So what? You're not there. You wouldn't be allowed to play rugby yet.
Well, no, because you're just forced to play rugby with the same people in your year. So I was basically being tackled by kids a lot older than me.
Yes.
And it's very painful. I didn't think it was very fair.
Man up, come on.
And shut up.
Look at me. I was tiny.
Yeah.
Yet.
Were you a winger by any chance?
I was.
There was never any chance you were in the scrum, was there?
No, I did hooking a couple of times.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
But I mostly winged.
Are you going back to that injury you just showed me?
Yeah. But I played for the town as well. I know it's hard to believe now, isn't it?
But the town?
I played for the town
Who
rugby.
Who has town rugby
but,
teams?
But under 13s.
Right.
So, but I mean,
were
I
you,
was that age.
Were you 25 at that
yes.
point?
Yes. Yeah. And I still snuck my way.
I think
it's a bit...
Quote,
you know,
finger broken.
Yeah. It's going to be... I mean, it was invented at a school, for goodness sake, wasn't it? 1823?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Doesn't have that detail within this newspaper
article. At the rugby school in Rugby, hence the name.
There you go.
Was it William Webb Ellis? Have I got that right?
It was.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't think children should be forced to play rugby, because it really hurts.
I was forced to play rugby.
Yeah, I was forced, and I hated it.
Probably the lowest sporting moment of my life came playing rugby, where I was in the Interform rugby tournament. My form was notoriously terrible at sport. And the best rugby player in our year broke through. He was, you know, a brute, double the size of anybody. He threw one of my teammates over his shoulder who landed on his head.
Oh, see,
and
this
then
is why.
I didn't really know the rules of rugby and was standing on the try line, just minding my own business, really. And Jim Renfrey, I should name him now, went on to be a semi-professional, I believe. He ran straight at me.
Yeah.
Now, you know, he had the entire try line to go to.
Where's the fun, though, in that?
But exactly.
But this is the point, isn't it? He went on to be semi-professional. If you start taking that away from kids, surely you're going to decimate future rugby teams, aren't you?
Presumably, future rugby teams, they'd all be like
who
that.
Who likes rugby? No one.
Oh, well,
so
true.
There we go.
This goes back to my idea of fighting wars with sport. What if you did it with rugby?
Mm. Well, that's basically war anyway.
I suppose it is.
I don't think they should even do touch rugby. I think they should do contactless rugby.
Contactless.
Yeah,
rugby.
You just,
it's just passing, isn't it?
No, it's just like a contactless card.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
And you have to tap it, but not actually tap them.
Yeah.
Sort of
some
register.
People you do tap them, though.
Do
don't
it
they?
On
Would
your iWatch
foul?
Or anything like that. Yeah. Just a little pad on the back of
there. And then they give you the ball.
What about, like, Laser Quest?
Yes!
So you've got
Laser Quest. I love Laser Quest.
So that's contactless, isn't it? But you get a little vibration if you've laser in the Laser Quest.
But then you're out. Once you've been shot, once you're out. Is that it? You just play rugby until there's one player left and then you've won.
There's nothing wrong with it.
If you're the one player left.
We've only got through one story, but, you know.
Have we finished?
Well, nearly, but let's just throw another one in.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with... there's so many good ones.
I know.
Rapper B.O.B. raising funds to check if Earth is flat. US rapper B.O.B. is crowdfunding the launch of satellites to see if he can get some evidence to the contrary.
Well,
the rapper, whose real name is Bobby Ray Simmons Jr., has been a vocal proponent of the flat Earth theory, the claim the Earth is in fact a disc and not spherical. And I'll just read the third line. Some proponents of the flat Earth theory claim NASA employees guard the edge of the world to prevent people falling off.
What? So if you went towards the edge, if you got to the edge of the world, which really no one's ever done.
Well, they have, because NASA are there.
Because NASA
and they stop you going any further.
But do they kill you? Is that the point? Because otherwise you'd come back and say there are NASA people there.
This is America, so they must be at war.
Yeah.
He has raised, and I checked, at the time of writing the article, $650. I checked, though, and it's up to $671, and he wants $200,000.
As a result of this, he might get one more.
Mm.
Yeah, I admire him.
Yeah. Look, if you believe in something, why not, you know, put other people's money where your mouth is?
It doesn't sound like, he's fully invested, because he says he just wants to raise the money.
No, he's not invested. What's the point?
Just to check.
Other people.
Not like to find out. He's like, should we just check more?
Because we are told this.
Check.
He says, I'm starting this GoFundMe because I'd like to send one, if not multiple satellites, as far into space as I can or into orbit as I can to find the curve. I'm looking for the curve.
To be fair to him, right, we don't know. All the evidence of the global, the spherical Earth comes from looking at pictures that we get from NASA.
Yes.
Right? You and I, but even in an aeroplane, you just see flat
We should send
horizon.
The Russians then, shouldn't we? They're honest.
We don't know ourselves. We just go with what we're told.
Yeah.
So maybe he's right.
Oh. Yeah, but isn't that like the basis of all science?
We're going to get all the calls now, aren't we?
Yeah.
Because I said about the Russians.
No, not the Russians. All the flat Earth conspiracies. Oh. They're all going to ring in.
It's not a conspiracy.
Oh, you make a very good point, John.
Well, if they're conspiring that we've got a flat Earth.
It's not a conspiracy now.
If he believes it's true, if they think it's a conspiracy, then you need to back him and send those satellites up.
I don't even know that Britain. In from the sky is the shape of Britain, because I've never seen it myself.
No,
all I got is weather maps on the telly and
globes
and stuff.
So it
could be all a big lie. Britain could be the crudely drawn genitalia shape for all I know.
Thanks, Toby.
I've got to go.
Oh, you have got to do the news. Bye, Toby.
Bye.
Remind us of your diversity. Thank you. Right, there's Toby with the Diversity Paper review, and he's just run off to do the news. So if you want to hear more of Toby, why not tune in to TalkSport, our sister station, where he's going to be...
Tune away from our show.
Well, no, I'm not suggesting they tune away. I'm just saying, they could hear the news with Toby.
Get a second radio and listen to TalkSport at the same time as us.
Yeah.
Idiot.
All right. Anyway, speaking of which... I'll tell you what, his news won't have a news lie in it, though, will it? Because that's what we do here. Headline hijack. Your chance to make up a news story and hear it said as fact very shortly now. Cornelius has the name.
Sean.
From?
Stoke.
Sean's in Stoke. You are today's headline hijacker. Congratulations. After that, more news. We'll be talking about that student who stabbed her boyfriend in the leg and got away without a prison sentence. We've got a game of Snowflake Buckaroo on the way. We've got the big debate at 3 o'clock and a Kickstarter project, speaking of crowdfunding, being promoted on the radio as we kick a Kickstarter up the arse. All on the way on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Genius scientists, game-changing treatments, fearless fundraisers.
I'm Ian Lee, and it's game on as we fire up our consoles for Stand Up to Cancer. Why not get involved? From sporting sims to puzzling platformers, test your electronic entertainment endurance in a marathon gaming challenge to help level up loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Play games, raise cash, take cancer out. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives. Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
There's a brand new way to get behind the wheel of a new Mercedes-Benz. From now until the end of 2017, we're offering up to £7,000 off the price of selected models when you trade in any older diesel car built from 1992 until 2010. It's called the Diesel Changeover Bonus, and it's another way you could soon be driving something brand new, packed with our latest technology. Who knew it could be so easy? Search Mercedes-Benz Diesel Changeover Bonus and find out about your nearest participating retailer.
Offer subject to availability. Bonuses range from £3,000 to £7,000, depending on model. Trading car must be diesel, EU1 to EU4 emission standard, registered by the customer for at least 6 months. Cannot be used in conjunction with other offers. Full terms and conditions apply. At participating retailers only.
You don't always know when you're going to need that particular tool on a job. That's why it's good to know you're never far away from a Screwfix store. With over 530 stores across the UK, we're always nearby. With a huge range of tools and products available, you can always get what you need. Screwfix, here when you need us.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause, and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
This unsavoury creature, called the Monster Bill, makes its home in motor vehicles, where the Monster Bill's voracious appetite for money slowly drives the owners, who can't be bothered to switch their car insurance company, bananas. But could the Monster Bill now be at risk of extinction from its one natural and powerful predator?
Go compare! Rawr! Just go visit them today. Keep that Monster Bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare!
So, the brilliant new iPhone's finally here. But which network do you go for? What if you could get one that lets you keep any data you haven't used? Or change your plan whenever you want? New Sky Mobile. With the new iPhone. Now there's an idea. The perfect network for your perfect phone. Sky. Believe in better.
Redeem data per 1 GB and use within 3 years, 12-month minimum term. Downgrades effective month following selection. Subject to status and credit check. Swap 24 loan required. 18+ terms apply. See sky.com/swaphelp.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At just after two. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, fresh anti-Semitism allegations in Labour, England cricketer arrested, and tributes to Corrie's Vera.
Talk Radio.
Labour is facing calls to take action against a member who allegedly made anti-Semitic comments at the party's conference in Brighton. The Jewish Labour movement is calling for tough new rules to be passed to clamp down on the issue. The group's chair, Jeremy Newmark, has told Talk Radio the comments are completely unacceptable.
What we heard was a thinly veiled call for Jews and the representative bodies of Jews in the Labour Party, like ourselves, to be purged, old school style. We thought that this sort of thing had finished in the Labour Party many years ago.
England all-rounder Ben Stokes has been arrested after a man was injured during disorder in Bristol. The 26-year-old was held on suspicion of causing actual bodily harm in the early hours of Monday morning. He's since been released under investigation and without charge. A 17-year-old boy has been arrested by anti-terror officers in East London. He's been questioned on suspicion of spreading terrorist material. Liz Dawn, the actress who played Corrie's Vera Duckworth for more than three decades, has died. The 77-year-old's family say they're devastated and heartbroken. The Labour MP, Tracy Brabin, played Trisha Armstrong in the soap in the 90s and says Liz was great to work with.
Hugely kind, massively generous. As a new person onto the set, I had a small baby and she understood family and her family were very important to her. She was a fine woman.
Till Death Do Us Part actor Tony Booth has died, aged 85. He's the father of Cherie Blair and was diagnosed with Alzheimer's 13 years ago. Packs of Jaffa cakes have shrunk from 12 cakes down to 10. McVitie says it's lowered the recommended retail price of them to reflect the smaller size. A box of 10 should now cost 99p instead of the original price of £1.15.
What's that?
Thanks for listening. Jaffa cakes. They're the latest product to be shrunk.
Oh, so they've done it to Jaffa cakes.
Used to have 12, now they have 10. Right. But yeah, they don't cost the same. The price has been reduced.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's at least...
I'm not a big fan of Jaffa cakes.
I love a Jaffa cake.
How do you eat yours?
It depends on how much time I've got on my hands. Usually,
and
all
how
in
much
one.
Chocolate? All in one?
But,
what, one whole Jaffa cake in?
Yeah, obviously.
Wow.
Otherwise, when I was a kid, I used to eat the sponge first, nibble the chocolate off, and try and just have the wibbly-wobbly Jaffa bit.
Yeah.
I once turned off an episode of Bake Off because they were making them and I didn't like them.
Oh, I remember that episode from last year because me and Moose from Talk Sport had a big argument about whether a Jaffa cake was a cake or a biscuit.
That's
and I was like, it's not a biscuit, obviously. The clue's in the name.
Yeah. Isn't it all to do with VAT or something?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's exactly that. And it's the fact that a Jaffa cake will go hard like a cake does when it goes stale and a biscuit goes soft.
I think this has even been through...
It's been
court.
On QI.
The court system.
Yeah, it went through the court system, and then it went on QI. So, you know, that's like the high court.
Mm. Good. All right, here's Victoria with the weather now.
Talk Radio, national weather.
So dry with some warm sunshine for most, cooler in the northwest and highs of 21 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, with us all afternoon, but also bringing you bonus vegetable news later as well. She's already started to creep in a bit of fruit there in the Jaffa cake story, I suppose.
Yeah, orange.
Oh, no, not really.
Orangey.
Orange.
It's a little, like, the little tease towards
I'm not. I know I use some tenuous links, but that's pretty damn bad.
Mm-hmm. And now here's Ben. Is it Ben?
No. It should be Gillies if things have gone to plan.
Toby Gillies, who was just doing our pay-per-view for us, with the pre-recorded sport on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it. Selco is where the
trade go. Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. Pep Guardiola can make Manchester City unstoppable, according to new fullback Kyle Walker, ahead of their Champions League clash with Shakhtar Donetsk of Ukraine tonight. They've scored 22 goals in their last five games, conceding only one.
If we keep doing the basics right and, you know, keep performing at the level that we're performing at, hopefully we'll be a force to hopefully not be stopped.
Tottenham boss Maurizio Pochettino says injuries would be no excuse for failure to beat Cypriot side Apoel Nicosia tonight. Seven of his players are out injured. Jurgen Klopp says he won't let comments about Liverpool's defence affect the way he works. The Reds boss admits they are vulnerable to conceding, but insists the whole team is to blame. They visit Spartak Moscow. It's live and in full over on Talk Sport. Jose Mourinho admits he's short of midfield options going into tomorrow's clash with the other Moscow side, CSKA. Manchester United will be without Paul Pogba, Michael Carrick and Marouane Fellaini, who was injured in a Premier League win over Southampton. And England's women have recalled spinner Sophie Eccleston into their squad for the Women's Ashes. The 18-year-old replaces Beth Langston for the Tour of Australia. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And for the first time ever, there's been a spine transplant into a human from a hardback book. The spine from a large book printed especially for the operation has been implanted into a farmer called Jackson in Mississippi, who's expected to be able to walk again within a month and be able to restart his hobby of jump rope not long after that.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. A message coming for you, by the way, from Hedy.
Oh, right.
On Twitter here.
Hello.
Can Victoria talk more about nibbling Jaffa cakes, please?
Oh. Is that... Should I?
No, don't.
Because I feel like if I do that...
No, you don't want
I don't want to imagine what's being...
You don't want... Yeah, you don't want to please these people.
How do you eat your Jaffa cake, John?
You don't want to invite the behaviour.
I don't think anyone wants to know about how I eat my Jaffa cake. I tend to lick the chocolate off the top until I get down to the spongy interior.
That must take a lot of licking.
Yes, but I never tire. And I get down to the Jaffa part. Is that the orange part?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You know, which I carefully deal with, and then move on to the sponge, which is the boring bit afterwards.
Yeah.
So that's how I tend to do it.
See, I like to get rid of the sponge first, get the boring bit out of the way.
Right, and get straight onto the hard stuff.
Yes.
Right. There you go, Hedy. Right. Hope that helped. Victoria.
I mean, Cornelius is enjoying that conversation.
I don't eat Jaffa cakes.
Yeah, yeah, never has. Right, so we'll should we get on with the? Should we do the program?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you're here.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Yeah, I guess so.
Talk Radio.
Right, don't quite know what happened there, but never mind. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. Let's do this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
then, it is Talk Radio. It's 11 minutes past 2 o'clock. Welcome along if you're just joining us. And as an attractive blonde girl with a privileged background who wants to be a surgeon went all stabby on her boyfriend and jammed a bread knife into him before throwing a laptop and some glass jars at his head, she's been spared prison, as we know, because the judge didn't want to hinder her future job prospects. Now, to be fair, given that she wants to work in surgery, perhaps she was just practising on him, trying to, you know, injure him to bits before fixing him all up again with her A-star skills. Lots of homework. Naturally, there has been a backlash. Too posh for prison. Read some of the headlines today. It's the critical consensus as she received a suspended sentence. Also high on cocaine at the time, we understand. The question that people are asking is, would a working class man who just stabbed his girlfriend while smacked up on drugs have been let off, or would he be in prison due to the fact that he wasn't a pretty girl pictured in the papers today with a cleavage out and some erect nipples? See today's Metro for evidence of that. But what if she was poor and black? What if she was a he? What if she hadn't got a first-class degree from Oxford? Dear Santa, wrote someone on Twitter earlier, please may I get a vagina for Christmas, then I can stab innocent people without consequence. That's one side of the argument. But hang on, what about mitigating circumstances? At the end of the day, she had an early guilty plea. Judges always take that into account. She did have certain mental conditions. She came from an abusive relationship before. You know, is there really that much out of the ordinary with the sentence that she got? Let's find out. Mark Stevens is a solicitor from the law firm Howard Kennedy LLP. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for talking to us about this. So, yes, it's grabbed the headlines, but at the end of the day, this kind of thing must go on all the time in terms of suspended sentences and judges making the decisions that judges have to make based on the evidence. So, it's not a great surprise, is it?
It wasn't a great surprise to me, and in fact, if you looked when she pleaded guilty, there was quite a lot of commentary around the case which actually telegraphed that this was going to be the likely outcome. So certainly amongst the legal village, it was sort of the expected outcome. And of course, you know, if this person had done this in a normal course, then they would be in jail. The difficulty is that the judge has an obligation to basically look at the sentencing guidelines. What are they? Send her to jail. Okay, then he has to say, are there any aggravating features? And I suppose being high on drugs, out of control, might be aggravating. And then are there any ameliorating features? And whether you are mentally unstable is obviously one of those. Whether, you know, you've done anything about it in the sense that she's gone into rehab, she's shown genuine contrition, and she's trying to get her life back together. Those are all things which are, you know, say this is not somebody that actually we need to be spending resources on keeping in jail. It's unlikely that it's going to happen again, given the state of which in which she finds herself and her attempts to resolve this. So at one level, class is obviously being bandied about. The fact that she's a woman is being bandied about. But actually, that particular, rather unique factual matrix would result in almost any person, whether a black man, black youth, female, whatever, it would result in them not going to jail. They would have a similar kind of situation. I think the judge probably added one other factor in, which is that she was about to take up a vocation in terms of surgery, and she would actually likely put something back into life, and she would effectively receive a double penalty. So she would be precluded from following her passion, her vocation, if she would do that. Although I don't think that's the prime motivating factor here. I think, you know, the abusive relationship, her mental illness, the fact that she gave an early plea, and the fact that she's shown genuine contrition and she's trying to get on top of her demons. Those are the things that the court's looking for and is saying, is this person an ongoing danger? Do we need to have them locked up and away from society or not?
And I guess then similar cases, the fact is, this does happen all the time. You're right, judges take all this stuff into account. Of course they do, that's what they have to do. But of course, quite often they're not pretty blonde girls from Oxford, you know, who has been pictured in the papers through no fault of her own, but that's what papers do, you know, in revealing dresses and all the rest of it. And it grabs headlines, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's good for selling papers and to take a position on this, a controversial position. I'm sure that after our interview, people will phone into the radio station and have their own view and their own say. And I think that, you know, that's often the case. And it's important that judges' decisions are open to scrutiny. But perhaps the most telling point about this is that the prosecution have the right and the obligation to appeal a sentence that they think is unduly lenient, and they haven't done so. And to me, that says, you know, the lawyers for the prosecution who looked at this case, who looked at the medical evidence, who looked at these unique circumstances, very experienced Queen's Counsel, had the opportunity to appeal and didn't do so.
Yeah, and also the judge, I think I'm right, rejected the prosecution. The defence was initially going for a conditional discharge, and the judge did reject that. And it is a suspended sentence, after all, isn't it? Which is essentially saying, if you know, you need to behave yourself and prove to us that you don't need to be in prison.
Yes, it's putting a sword of Damocles over her head, saying, if you...
Well, she doesn't want that. No, she might stab someone. That'd be terrible, I mean.
Luckily, not the sword of Damocles on her hand. but you know, she is putting this over her head, and he's basically saying, if you fall off the wagon, if you don't go through rehab, if you do something again that causes a problem, then you will go straight to jail, not go past do not collect £200.
Indeed.
And you will be locked up. And that is, I think, a really important thing, because it also incentivizes her to get, if she needs it, to get herself straight and to deal with her demons.
All right, Mark, thank you very much indeed. Mark Stevens there, solicitor from the law firm Howard Kennedy, LLP, talking us through that case. You know, you read the headlines and then you start to look behind the headlines, as is our job, and of course you start to go, well, hang on a minute, this sort of thing happens all the time. It's not news, particularly. It just happens she is, you know, white, pretty, and at Oxbridge, but there are cases very similar to this where people get exactly the same kind of sentence, but they often don't get reported on. Anyway, you can get in touch with us this afternoon, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message for any word you like.
Or you can call us 0344 499 1000. It's 18 minutes past two. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The football's back.
What a chance! What a goal!
Which can only mean one thing. The Selco Predictor is back. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million!
Plus, in September, win a Sony PS4 bundle, complete with official DualShock controller and two games. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
Yeah, hi. Can I have a white coffee, please?
Or maybe you'd like to try today's special, which is a café au lait made from Himalayan beans roasted precisely to a temperature of 18.1 degrees Celsius with a triple and a half shot of coffee mixed with one splash of fat-free milk, one splash of homemade goat milk, a little bit of caramel licorice drizzle, served upside down in a mason jar.
With the McCafé range at McDonald's, you'll be relieved to hear you get freshly ground coffee without the fuss. McCafé. Great tasting coffee. Simple.
To some people, this could sound like someone having a shower. But to a British Gas customer, it's the sound of a thank you. That's because we're thanking all of our customers with British Gas rewards, including things like free boiler services and many more. Join today. Offer subject to availability, conditions apply.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range on 3-year Ford options. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Together, we go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted from June the 1st to September the 30th, 2017. And registered between June the 1st and September the 30th, 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post for credit. Excludes selected models. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
Hi, I'm Steve Backley.
And I'm Roger Black.
As Olympians, we know that if you work hard and believe in yourself, you can achieve your goals.
That's why we've created Perform in Property, to help people like you learn how and why to invest in the property market.
We have a series of free training workshops coming to London soon.
To find out more, visit talk.discoverpip.com.
Register now and get started on your path to being a successful property investor.
Come and join our team.
Visit talk.discoverpip.com.
VLUX rewards are even bigger. We could have told you about them with
bigger voiceovers
or bigger sound effects.
But we thought we'd let our rewards do the talking. Because this September and October, you'll earn £25 rewards with every VLUX white-painted roof window you buy. And you can spend them in places like M&S, Argos, Tesco and Thomas Cook. Pretty big, huh? Sign up for bigger rewards at VLUX.co.uk/rewards. Conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M6 is looking heavy northbound at the moment because of a breakdown near the Sandbach services, junction 16 to 17. The lane's closed there. All restrictions on the M6 south near Rugby have been lifted after early problems between junctions 1 and the Catthorpe interchange. In Bromsgrove, the southbound A38 around the M42 at junction 1 has been closed by an accident, and still slow away from Exeter on the A30 towards the M5. That's because of an accident. There also seems to be some delays on the main carriageway of the southbound M5 because of that problem as well. I'm Jarena Adams.
Sounds like the talent shows are back. Not to worry. Fire up the oven for our gammon and pineapple meal for two with irresistible mash and a green veg medley for only £6. Give yourself something to look forward to this autumn evening with our delicious meals for two. Choose from any mouthwatering main and two tasty sides. Another great value meal deal for you from the Co-op. Subject to availability, see participating stores for details. Meal deal includes one main and two sides for £6.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio, and yes, I am John Holmes. And you know us on this programme. You know us very well indeed. And you know how we like to extend the warm hand of friendship from out of your radio and clutch you. Clutch you in those hands to help you with your hopes and your dreams. We do that if you're the sort of person who's got a Kickstarter project. Have you got a Kickstarter project? Would you like to come on the radio and talk about it? Because if so, this is the chance for you to do so. We call it giving a Kickstarter a kick up the arse. And one such hoper and dreamer as ever, I'm very pleased to say, is on the line now. George joins us. Hello, George.
Hello.
Hello there. So tell us about this this project, because I'm looking at pictures of it now. What I'm seeing here is a, I'm going to call it a multi-level, versatile pop-up cart. Is that about right?
Yeah, wow, that's a very good description.
Okay, tell us about it then.
So we are basically started as a pop-up shop, and we do a lot of work with independent designers around the UK and also institutions. And we kind of experiment with lots of different types of retail. And one of the shops that we did in the past was based on a portable shop.
Yeah.
And since then, we had a lot of interest from other designers wanting to actually buy our cards. But at that point, it was just a one-off that has been handmade and was too expensive.
Yeah.
So now we've decided, okay, let's try and create an affordable solution, more adaptable for different types of businesses, and try and make a whole group of them together so that the tooling will be a lot lower and affordable.
Okay, so this is for people, essentially, because the pop-up, let's talk about pop-up shops for a moment, George, because, you know, they're a thing, aren't they? That popping up is now, you know, so fashionable that you walk past a shop one day and then the next day it's a different shop entirely because something has popped up in its place. The pop-up culture. But this allows people then, I suppose, to, well, I guess as you see many high streets, just people with these carts, these trolleys, selling all manner of things. But the difference between, I guess, theirs and yours is, well, is what?
Well, basically, because those kind of carts, usually, let's say, coffee carts or ones that you see for that kind of thing,
yeah,
are generally quite expensive. And there's not actually a low-cost version that someone can literally take to a trade fair or to a market. There's a lot more markets these days compared to pop-up shops used to be in empty retail units.
Yeah.
Whereas now there's a lot more kind of developments that are really encouraging markets, and they give you literally a 2-meter space, and then you can do whatever you please. Usually that's just a trestle table. So our version is for you to kind of wheel in, set up in 5 minutes,
yeah,
and you've got this beautiful display with everything that you need to run a kind of a small business.
So are you essentially aiming this at the hipster market, George? Is that what we're going for?
I guess that's where we come from,
yeah,
but it's not purely on that side. We've had a lot of people that are, let's say, florists, or we've had photographers, or lots of different types of institutions. We've had charities ask about these before,
yeah,
but they just have been too expensive. So this is kind of our answer to that.
Sure. And what's one, because obviously, I guess, it's not hard to explain, but I mean, I'm looking at pictures of it, so it's easy for me, but talk us through how it works, if you see what I mean. So, because obviously it has to be compact, but it all folds out, doesn't it?
Yeah, so basically, like I said before, you normally have, let's say, a 2 metre space, like a desk. It takes up the same footprint, but when you wheel it in, it's only 1 metre long and 80 centimetres wide. It fits in a normal kind of 6-seater car, so you can courier it to your next event.
Yeah.
And then it folds up, so there's like a little roof, there's a pegboard back that slides up and has lots of hooks or shelves that you can kind of adapt. And then there's like this top section that slides out, so you double up your display space.
Yep.
And then underneath, there's like a large storage unit, so you can basically put your stool in there, and all your extra stock that you have, and your boxes and your bags, etc.
Yeah, and you were talking about sort of interest in it. So when you sort of wheeled your first one around yourselves, this was a case of people coming up that were on markets with trestle table, boring old trestle tables from yesteryear, coming up and going, "What is this magic you have created?" And I guess that's the joy of Kickstarter, isn't it? Because once you know there's an interest in something, that's when you know, get the impetus to go ahead and build it for people.
We work with a lot of kind of new designers, like new independents that are just starting up in the world of retail.
Yeah.
And so for them, lots of interest has come from that, because they would turn up to these markets and, exactly, have just a desk, and then they'd have to make their own display on top of that, all on one level. So, but also we've popped up in lots of like different types of institutions. So we've had charities ask about them, we've had museums ask about them for maybe information kiosks, things like that.
Yep.
So we've purposely made quite a kind of adaptable version that you could use it for whatever you want.
Because
really,
pop-up cafes are a popular thing as well, aren't they, in a similar way? So technically, you know, George, how these hipster cafes work. You know, the idea is you serve coffee to someone, don't you? But what you have to do is something else on top of that to make you stand out.
You have to make it eye-catching.
Yeah, you have a coffee while you're stroking an owl. Something like that, isn't it? It's always... you know, these sort of places where you just go, oh, look, here, have a coffee, but while you're having your coffee, why not hold an octopus? And these, and I'm just thinking you can adapt it, because people could sit around, couldn't they? You could have any animals displayed on this for people to choose.
You can have a lot of space for very nice cronuts and things like that, or succulent plants. That's very hipster at the moment.
Is it? Succulent plants?
Yeah. Succulent cactuses and things.
Very
cool right now.
All right.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. All right, fine.
I wouldn't want to
pet a cactus. Well,
No.
Octo, yes, not cact. That's the kind of pus that I'm going for in my trolley. But I'm looking at the picture now, I'm thinking, you know, it's multi-level. So I see some owls at the top. I want some sort of kittens on the shelf underneath. Possibly an aquarium with some fish. You know, I just think, and people sitting around enjoying coffee. What I'm saying is it's versatile, George, isn't it? Yeah, that's the gist of it, yeah.
Yes, exactly. And, it's like can easily pack up and take it away in a van.
Yeah.
So it only takes, we timed it once, actually, and it takes like 1 minute 45 to fully deploy it.
So you say that, right? But you'd be dealing with people like me who couldn't deploy. I mean, you know, people go, oh, that takes, look at that, you can put that IKEA shelf together. 4 days later, not so much.
Oh,
it's easier than that.
I guess if you're a small business, you'll be doing it more than once.
Yeah.
So you'll get the hang of it eventually.
Yes, right. Well, look, if people want to get involved in this, because that's the point of Kickstarter, and I know people, you know, you offer things to people, don't you, for how much money they'll come in on you with you on.
Yes.
So what could people expect?
So basically, we have Descartes, which you have the early bird version, and we'll throw in some ready-made displays for you, so they you'll be instantly ready to go to a trade show and start selling.
Yeah.
The cart also comes in a Formica finish, which is £50 extra.
Right.
But if you get in there early again, you'll get the free stands as well as the Formica finish.
And Formica, you'd need if you had the animals, because the, you know, owls tend to crap everywhere, don't they? So you'd want you'd want a wipeable top. Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah. Exactly. But if you can't afford the cart straight away, we do have a few rewards which are more that you can rent it.
Yep.
So for you, if you know you have a store coming up in 2018, you can book the cart for 3 days, and we will come and deliver it to you and set it up for you, and you can give it a little road test, I guess. And then less than that, it's thank yous. And we've also run a pound shop, which is a design shop, not a usual pound shop.
That's confusing. So depending, people, if you can't call, how can you call a shop that's not a pound shop a pound shop? People are going to be very confused about that.
We sell things for a pound.
No, that works fine then.
We don't sell like toilet brushes and things. That's the difference.
All right.
But if you give us like a smaller donation, then we will send you a present from our shop, which will be very nice and made by a UK designer.
Excellent stuff. All right, look, where would we find you? What do we search for?
The Pound Shop Cart.
The Pound Shop Cart. That's easy enough, isn't it? Okay, Kickstarter, the Pound Shop Cart. George, look, thank you very much. Good to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
You know, I shall look out for your Pound Shop Carts, you know, wherever they pop up, wherever they may pop.
Well, we're going to be at King's Cross this weekend.
Oh, well, OK, fine. There you go. So if you're in London, go and have a look at the cart and the owls that I want on it. Just a personal thing. Anyway, that's George. She's had a Kickstarter project. That's what it is. It's the Pound Shop Cart. If you've got one that you want to talk about on the radio and promote in any way you see fit, just chat to us about it. Why not? It's easy, isn't it? You're begging for the public coin. What better way to beg than on a little listen-to radio station and the afternoon show that no one even knows exists with upwards of four people, including the people that work here listening to it? What better way to promote it all than that? 87222 is the number. You can start your message with the word talk at Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message with any word you like. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
A member of Labour's top team says he's offended and upset about fresh claims of anti-Semitism within the party. His reported speakers at a fringe meeting at the Labour conference in Brighton last night compared the state of Israel to Nazi Germany. Shadow Health Secretary John Ashworth says if true, it's unacceptable.
Anti-Semitism is disgusting. Holocaust denial has no place in the Labour Party. As I understand it, it's on the fringe, so i.e. it's not in the conference itself. But if those people identified in the newspapers are Labour Party members, then they should not be Labour Party members, and I'm sure the Labour Party will take action against them.
England cricketer Ben Stokes is being investigated by police after disorder in Bristol where a man suffered facial injuries. Police have confirmed a 26-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of causing actual bodily harm. A man who tortured and murdered a vulnerable gay man has been jailed for at least 39 years. 29-year-old Jason Marshall attacked Peter Fasoli at a house in northwest London in 2013 and then fled to Italy where he killed another man. Tributes are being paid to Coronation Street actress Liz Dawn, who played Vera Duckworth for more than 30 years. Her family have called her an inspiration, while MP Tracy Braben, who starred in Corrie in the 90s, has told Talk Radio she was joyous and warm-hearted. And the actor Tony Booth, who starred in the 1960s sitcom Till Death Do Us Part, has died. He was 85. The weather dry with warm sunshine for most, cooler in the northwest with highs of 21 degrees. There's more news in 25 minutes.
Yes, Victoria, I detected a little tone there again. In your...
Do you know what, John?
Yes.
I would have thought if I kept on suggesting to you...
To me.
That
to you,
you.
To me.
No.
Chuckle sister.
I'm not your chuckle sister.
That's what I call you.
Please don't.
All right.
I would have thought that if I kept suggesting to you that your timekeeping's appalling and that you just keep blabbing on and sometimes you shouldn't...
Blabbing.
Keep blabbing.
Blabbing.
Stop saying blabbing. Then maybe one day you get it and actually hit a junction on time.
Mm.
But... yet to happen.
No, earlier I hit the news at exactly 1:30.
Well done, once in a blue moon.
Yep. Just
what do you want?
Why are you clapping?
It's a slow clap.
What for?
To patronise you for doing your job.
Are you giving me the clap?
No.
Right, in an hour's time, give or take, Victoria...
I'd rather you ran early, please, than late.
Victoria would all be here with today's edition of Bonus News. Now, if you are waiting for... if you listen to Victoria's news there, it was all very well, wasn't it? But there was nothing about vegetables. And there's not enough time in the news because the news is shorter than it used to be. 2 minutes, not three. And Julia gets... Julia?
Julia?
Victoria.
Why is Julia on your mind?
Because it just popped up. Just on the screen while you're doing it. Anyway, Victoria gets paid the same money.
The right decision.
Yeah. So, at the end of the day...
Why?
The time needs to be made up, doesn't it? Then we do that with animal, vegetable and mineral news today.
I think we've already filled it with me telling you off.
Vegetable news.
Well, that's not part of your contract, though.
Neither is vegetable news or bonus news. It just happens.
It is. I wrote it on your contract.
No, you haven't.
With a pen. Anyway, thank you, Victor.
Not even pencil, so.
Bring us that
pretty
news. In the next bit, however, our work experience, new, brand new.
Yeah.
Reese is here, and he's going to be reviewing new music for us on Talk Radio in this very afternoon.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it's Talk Radio. It's just coming up to a time, and the time it's coming up to is stop coughing.
I coughed so quietly there.
Everyone heard it, didn't they?
That was it. I basically breathed out.
It sounded like you were blowing into a breathalyzer or something.
No, why would I have to do that?
I don't know, because of your reputation for being a drunkard.
I'm not... I don't carry that reputation. How dare you? Apologise.
You and Alan Brazil. See?
You turned the music down.
What the hell?
Well, I went into the corner of the studio to my coughing little corner.
Is that your coughing corner?
Yes.
It's a very small studio. The corner isn't far enough away from the microphone. Anyway, look now. Look now, will you? For it's time for work experience punditry. Regular listeners know how this works. We get a work experience. What we do is we take them away from the kettle and the photocopier, and we bring them in the studio and give them real-world work experience. That's the plan. Telling them it's a leg up into the industry, Reese. That's what we're telling you, isn't it?
That's what I've been told.
It's a lie, Reese. It's a barefaced lie. You're only here because you're free.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Riso, he's a student, he's doing radio, so watch and learn. I mean, this will elevate you to a first, won't it?
Hopefully it will. Just simply being here.
In no way at all. But it's lovely to have you in, Reese. Thank you very much for coming in. So we're going to do music. I think we can squeeze one in before the traffic and travel. So what we're going to talk about first?
Okay, so we're going to start with The Killers. Now, are you a fan of The Killers?
I am a fan of The Killers.
Perfect. Reese. So they've released their new album, Wonderful Wonderful, 5 years since their last album. What were your opinions on the last album? What were your previous opinions on The Killers before?
Their back catalogue, as far as I... Why are you asking me the questions?
He's good. He stepped into it like a natural.
Yeah, that's very good, that was. Big fan of The Brandon Flowers, absolutely. One of the great front men of modern times,
yeah,
I think.
That album 5 years ago was pants.
Mm.
Yeah,
Not all of it was Battleborn, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was it. Rubbish. Name a song for Battleborn that isn't Battleborn, John.
No, I can't.
Exactly.
I was looking through the track list and I was like, do I know any of these?
Mm.
And it turns out I didn't.
Yeah.
So anyway, they've released a new single that was actually meant to be written for that Battleborn album. It didn't get released on the album because it took Brandon Flowers so long to write that he couldn't complete it in time. And the track is called Run for Cover.
Let's have a listen now before we talk about it. This is The Killers. There you go, that's Run for Cover, new Killers. It is good, isn't it, that?
It's really good. It's classic good Killers.
Yeah, it is.
Classic Killers.
Yes, it is.
So it's a storm of energy, that track, and they're going to be on tour over the UK, and they're going to be in London on the 27th and 28th. And this year as well, they did that surprise performance at Glastonbury, which kind of shocked everyone. Cornelius, did you go along to
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I did. You were there as well.
I was.
Did you manage to get in the tent?
Well, they shut it off, didn't they? It was on the John Peel stage. It was quite a small stage.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, we rushed over and we got right at the back. But it's just saying that you've been there is the main, isn't it?
No, yeah, I was in the tent because we went to see that act before.
So were you near the front?
Not too near the front because a lot of people had done what we'd done. I can't remember. It was Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes, yeah. I think, before, and they're pants. But yeah, so yeah, they were great. So great year for the Killers, I think.
Well, it's as you said, it's that classic sound, yeah. And it's back to the. I mean, I'll be honest, I don't think you like it. I like Human.
Human, their old song.
Their old
yeah,
song,
no,
Human.
No, that's a good song.
That's
it's not their best song.
Brilliant,
yeah,
song.
It's a good song. I heard TalkSport's Alan Brazil singing their other new single the other day.
Really?
Is that
yeah.
The Man?
Yeah, yeah. He's going. How's it goes?
You're the man.
It goes the money. Something you got no, the money, and he was
that's it.
You got who done the money? He was walking out the TalkSport studio.
Well, he has
really
got the money,
funny.
Hasn't he? He gets paid a lot.
Yeah,
Ill, so that's actually accurate. Yeah, fair enough. What about? But are you been longer Killers fan, Reece? I mean, what's your?
Yeah, like, I've seen the Killers. I remember seeing them in 2013 at the Isle of Wight Festival.
All right.
First festival I went to, and I think it was one of the best performances.
You must
I've
have
ever
been
seen.
About 8 when that happened. Isn't
well,
it?
No, I think it was about 13, 14.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. But they were really, really huge. There and they had the crowd going crazy. Even though they were an hour late on stage, they came on and did Mr. Brightside, and I think that's what stole the crowd for everybody coming on and doing that song straight away. Definitely.
All right, new Killer song in rubber cover from the album Wonderful, Wonderful. We will be talking more music. Give us a little teaser of where we're going to go next.
Well, still to come: Emily Sandé, The XX, and Wretch 32, your grime artist.
Great, can't wait. Right, all that's on the way after Traffic and Travel. It's Talk Radio. This is Work Experience Punditry. It's the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Take a walk on the wild side with best-selling author David Baddiel as he reads from his blockbuster children's book, Annie Malcolm.
Then he jumped in front of Bert, making himself a human shield.
Annie Malcolm, a Story Hour exclusive with David Baddiel.
Sorry, a monkey shield. Sorry, an ape shield.
Join David Baddiel reading his book, Annie Malcolm, on Story Hour, Sunday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Annie Malcolm, out now in all good bookshops.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster! Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months' warranty and the Van Monster price match guarantee. Like these 2014 Ford Transit Customs from under £9,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
Sometimes on a job you need a particular tool and you need it now. So it's good to know that wherever you're working in the capital, you're only ever minutes away from a Screwfix store. There are over 65 stores in London. With a huge range of tools and products available, you can always get what you need. Screwfix, here when you need us.
It's not the travel, the challenge, the trek, or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate. Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore. When you've got all the matches without any catches, that's amore. When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
I found the car I'd always dreamt about. The dealer said he'd sort my credit out. I said there was no need, as the finance was agreed. Car Finance 24/7's helped me out.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk. Car Finance 24/7 Limited are a credit broker, not a lender. All circumstances considered. Representative APR 27.4%.
Car Finance 24/7. Car Finance 24/7. Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
The M6 is looking busy northbound. Between 16 and 17, the Stoke and Crewe exit. The lanes closed the recovery of a broken down lorry. In the Bromsgrove area of Worcestershire, the A38 south around the M42 at Junction 1 is closed, actually heading away from the motorway towards Bromsgrove because of an accident there. Through Longwater in Norfolk, delays for the Deerham Road, the A1074, that's because of a breakdown eastbound at Longwater Lane. Better news though, as you leave Exeter, the A30 towards the M5 has reopened and is moving well. I'm Jarena Adams.
Sounds like the talent shows are back. Not to worry. Fire up the oven for our gammon and pineapple meal for two with irresistible mash and a green veg medley for only £6. Give yourself something to look forward to this autumn evening with our delicious meals for two. Choose from any mouthwatering main and two tasty sides. Another great value meal deal for you from the Co-op. Subject to availability, see participating stores for details. Meal deal includes one main and two sides for £6.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
You know, sometimes they say opposites attract. Well, I'm from the south, and you, Carol?
I'm from the north, obviously.
You're blonde, and I'm kind of mousy coloured.
You've hardly got any left.
And you're quite loud, and I'm very shy and retiring, which is why I think we go so well together on the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross.
And Carol Malone.
Join us tomorrow morning. Better call Paul and phone Malone from 6. Be there.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio and we are talking music. It's Work Experience Punditry. Today we're reviewing the week's new music for you, but we're also looking at the news, of course, and have been all afternoon. We've been talking about the, you know, the Oxford student who, this is Lavinia Woodward. She went all stabby on her boyfriend, as you'll remember, and the judge let her off with a suspended sentence. That's caused much controversy, but earlier on when we were talking to a lawyer about it, not that unusual at all. It's just gained headlines because there are pictures of her in the papers with her cleavage out and some erect nipples, and that seems to have got the headlines. I mean, funny that, isn't it? How newspapers work there. Also, Labour Party conference, of course, the PFI contracts, the anti-Semitism row we've been talking about as well. Over in America, you know that they've denied declaring war on North Korea. Meanwhile, North Korea have said they're going to shoot the American jet planes down, and the jet planes are saying you can't because we're not even taking off because they're hashtag taken the wheel, where all of the jets have knelt down on their wheels on the tarmac in solidarity with whatever it is that's about. It's all very complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around
it. No, you worry, Cornelius. We are here to help. And you all know this, Reese, of course. You know, I mean, if you analyse the news, if you drill down into the news, I mean, deeply, I mean, right down into the very core of the essence of the news, what do you end up with? Japanese poetry.
I never heard of that before. But
you stay tuned, because here we are. Short form Oriental verse. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Labour votes to bring PFI contracts in-house. Don't know what that means.
I explained it all too earlier, didn't I?
I've forgotten it.
Yeah, it's not when they ring you up at 6 o'clock.
No, it's the Arnold Schwarzenegger head.
No, it's not.
Yeah, from the adverts on the wheels. It's telling you about PFI.
No, that's PPI.
There's a deadline on it, John.
PPI.
You've only got 2 years to claim PFI.
No, that's PPI. Yeah.
What's that? Isn't that the complex contracts that the government have leased out institutions to, PPI?
No, that's PFI you're thinking of.
What ones did Chris Evans host?
TFI. It's confusing. It is confusing, isn't it? That's what the haikus are for.
What's the restaurant?
That one didn't... No, that's... TG, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop now.
What about that giant who was nice?
BFG?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else?
Guys? The British Film Institute.
Never mind. Right, let's talk about not film, but music. Our work experience, Reese, is with us. We've already talked about the brand new single from The Killers. Reese, what are we going to talk about next?
So how do we top the killers? So we're going to move on to Emily Sandé. How do we feel about Emily Sandé?
she's not going to top the killers.
No, killers. I don't think she will, no. But we'll get there, we'll get there. So this new song is coming out, called Starlight, from her forthcoming EP, Kingdom Come. It's a new electronic sound from Emily Sandé, and it's different to what we've heard before.
All right, let's have a quick listen to it before we talk about it.
Initial thoughts?
It's not my sort of cup of tea, you know, Reese.
So she's returning from a 4-year break. Previous tracks from her include Heaven, Read All About It, and Next to Me. And this is a clear departure, I think, from her old mellow sound.
I'm aware of her work, and it wasn't for me.
She's actually really good.
Yeah.
I think she's underrated.
No.
Thing is, in 2012, she was the thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
She was all over the Olympics
not
like
in my
a
house.
Track.
Not in my house.
No, yeah, but, like, you know, opening and closing ceremonies of the Olympics, you know, she was the sound of 2012.
And I think was she Adele back then?
Yeah, it was not to that extent, but she was so popular.
I think what the thing is about her is that her tracks work really well in montages, don't they? At the end of a big race, an Emily Sandé track, just to get that uplifting emotional feel, comes across lovely.
Yeah, absolutely. So whenever I think of Emily Sandé, I just think 2012. And I feel like she was trapped in 2012 because come the end of the year, I didn't hear again of her at all.
Well, 2017 could be the year for her. I mean, this new track is going to be out in a couple of weeks for a forthcoming EP. And she's going to be on tour all across the UK across October. And she's going to be in London on the 18th of October as well. So, yeah, this could be a big year for her.
Yeah, I mean, the new sound, obviously deliberate.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, as you were saying, if she was the sound of 2012 in that sense, you know, I guess if she's going to come back, she's got to change it up a bit, or thought she had. But I don't know. It's still not...
It's not very you, is it, John?
It's not really, really.
I reckon it'll grow on you.
Really?
Yeah, maybe.
Like a sort of mould.
Referring to Emily Sandé's mould. I like that.
Yeah, she can have that as a review on the front of a bit of it grows on you like mould, John Holmes Talk Radio. They can have that as a sort of poster. If they want it, it's fine. I just, in my head, every time you say Emily Sandé, I just call her Sandy Emily because it's just too pretentious otherwise, isn't it? So like,
her actual name is Adele.
Is it?
Her middle name is Emily.
So really?
I guess there can only be one Adele, can't there?
Well, if she should just change it back to Adele, she'd sell more records. And it'd be too late then. People would be confused and just have loads of money. So...
All right.
Okay.
Should we move on to the next one?
Yeah.
All right then. So this is the XX. Thoughts on the XX, anyone?
Love them. I think they're brilliant.
I find them a bit boring.
Okay, I see where you come from there. They're an alternative indie sound, and they've got a massive US following. In fact, they're on tour across the US currently. And this track they're releasing from their album, which is called ICU, and it's the opening track to the album. It's called Dangerous. They say
yes, boring, like I said.
No. So,
it's very laid back, isn't it?
Yeah, I like the trumpets in that one.
It's the sort of thing you listen to on a Sunday night, I feel.
That song's a praise for me. I wouldn't listen to anything else.
Is that still on?
I watch it religiously.
All right, so that track is a massive US following, as I said. This year they performed at Glastonbury and at Bestival. That was the only two festivals they did this year in the UK.
And I saw them both.
So did I.
Right. There we go.
I saw neither because I was singing hymns.
Religiously.
Yeah, religiously. Is the album called what?
The album's called ICU.
Intensive Care Unit.
I see what you've done there. ICU. And it was released in January, and that's the first track they're releasing from the album as the single, and it's the opening track, Dangerous.
Mm.
As I said, they have a unique sound, I feel, and they're very different. They have a large following, though.
Yeah. Well, if I was going to vote, I'd vote for Brexit. Brexit.
The Brexit.
The Brexit. The exit. I'd exit from the Brexit. I'd vote we leave them behind. That's what
I forgot about that.
Yeah. The Brexit.
we came up with an idea, didn't we?
We did.
To sing Brexit to the songs of the XX.
It was a bit niche. A little bit niche.
We called it the Brexit. Yeah. And I went, I can do the bloke's voice slightly, but then we never did.
No, for many reasons. It's one of those ideas that got shelved very early on. There are many of them. There are many of them, and that was certainly one of them. Just couldn't quite make that one fly.
I still want to do it.
It just doesn't work.
We're going to do it tomorrow.
No.
The Brexit.
It doesn't work. It's just, it requires more than a working knowledge of the back catalogue of the XX for a start.
Which I have.
Yeah, but no one else does.
Who is this show for, John?
All right, finally.
Okay, finally, let's move on to something that might be up your street. I'm kind of doubting it.
Yeah.
A little bit. It's Wretch 3-2. Do we know of him? What are your thoughts?
Wretch
3-2.
What is it?
It is,
yeah. Yeah. That's how it's spelled.
Okay.
But that's not how he sings.
Right.
Or raps.
Well, all right.
So this is a brand new track that he's released after a little break as well. I think all of these artists have kind of took little breaks. I think it might be time for, like, I think that's what every artist is doing at the moment. They're just taking a little break.
Well, all artists do that between albums, don't they? They take about 4 or 5 years off.
Well, they go on the road, don't they?
Yeah, they go on the road for about a year or two, tour that album, and then they probably take a year or so off. This is obviously all very general, and it changes act to act. And then they write the album and record it.
But just taking those long breaks, I just think it's something that they're living the dream, aren't they?
So how long has the Wretch been about, or whatever it's called?
So Wretch 3-2 has been about for a few years now. Tracks from him include Six Words, Don't Go. As I said, he's taken a little break, and this is the first track from his new grime album, and it's called Tell Me.
You are, just come as you are, come as you are. I can give you everything if that is what you want. I can be your everything if that is what you want. Here's a liquid Hennessy for splashing on your glass, yeah. So imagine if I told you that I want you. Imagine if it all came true. Here's a liquid remedy for rubbing on your heart. Cause anything or anything, you're rolling with a boss. So tell me why you want, yeah, yeah. I know you want the best of me,
No.
I feel as if anyone tuning in now might be a little bit confused.
No. That's rubbish.
Is that rubbish, is it, John?
Yeah.
Okay.
He played my university as a summer ball when we were there. I'm certain it was him.
Right.
And he did a stage dive and knocked the whole crowd over. Off their feet.
That's similar to what happened to Katy Perry at Glastonbury. Did you see this?
So she jumps
into the crowd, and obviously she wants to get back. And the crowd weren't having it. She was going all the way out. She was on her way to the other stage. and I don't think she wanted to end on that note. But yeah, that's brand new Wretch 3-2. His first track from his new grime album, which is out. His new album's out in a couple of months in November. And yeah, it's a new grime hip-hop sound. And I don't think it's going to be on your Spotify playlist anytime
soon. Absolutely is not.
Okay.
But thank you, Reese, for coming in.
Thanks
and enlightening us, because that's the point, isn't it? Thank you very much. Reese will be back, won't he? You'll come back, Reese.
I hope so. Thank you for having me.
Reese, work experience punditry. That was today's. After the news at 3, we'll bring you today's big debate, of course. We'll also be at the Labour Party conference with our reporter Alex Dibble in the next half an hour or so. And there'll be a game of snowflake buckaroo in the last half an hour of the programme. All on the way. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show that's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses, driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Nana's Magic Soup.
I'm looking after my grandson today. He's not feeling well and my daughter's at work. So I'm cooking something to make him feel better. It's lots of stuff he doesn't normally like. Carrots, onions, peppers. Until I put them all in the blender and turn them into a bowl of Nana's Magic Soup.
Thanks, Nana.
You're welcome, my love.
Find Nana's Magic Soup recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary?
Oh! Ticket time!
If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Unbelievable!
Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
A perfect journey has no interruptions. Take the quickest route with navigation and real-time traffic information in the Volvo V40R design. A perfect journey sounds different every time. Listen to your favorite music via internet radio. And, of course, a perfect journey needs a perfect finale. Park easily with Rear Park Assist. With monthly rentals of £239, the Volvo V40 T2R design NAV Plus has everything you need to make your journey perfect.
4-year personal contract hire agreement with 48 monthly rentals of £239 with Volvo Car Leasing. Offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Take a test drive today at your local Volvo showroom. Volvo, human made.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got a wide range of trade quality building products, all at great trade prices. In September, we've got a brand new range of top brand boilers in stock from the likes of Baxi, Potterton, Vikera, Ravenheat, Ideal and Valent, with an even bigger range available to order next day. For more information, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, it's 2 minutes past three. Victoria's here with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Labour hit by new anti-Semitism row, a cricketer arrested, and tributes to Corrie's Vera.
Talk Radio.
There's a new row about anti-Semitism in the Labour Party. A speaker at one of the party's conference fringe events reportedly compared Zionists to Nazis. Jeremy Corbyn is being urged to ensure tough new rules are passed to clamp down on the issue. The chair of the Jewish Labour movement, Jeremy Newmark, has told Talk Radio changes need to be made.
The very woman who chaired this meeting, at which they called for our purging and expulsion, was called upon as a centrepiece speaker in the debate on anti-Semitism this morning. So we seem to be reeling from one problem to another with a leadership that seems unable to match their rhetoric with action. It's really important that these rule changes pass.
The Equality and Human Rights Commission wants Labour to do more to prove it's not racist. England cricketer Ben Stokes is being investigated by police after he was arrested outside a bar following Sunday's one-day international win over the West Indies. He was held on suspicion of causing actual bodily harm after another man suffered facial injuries. A man who tortured and murdered a vulnerable gay man has been jailed for at least 39 years. Jason Marshall, who's 29, attacked Peter Fasoli at a house in northwest London 4 years ago, then fled to Italy where he killed another man. Coronation Street actress Liz Dawn, who played Vera Duckworth in the soap for more than 30 years, has died. The 77-year-old's family says she passed away peacefully, surrounded by them last night. MP Tracy Brabin, who starred alongside her on Corrie in the 90s, has told Talk Radio it's a great loss.
She'll be deeply missed by her family and her friends and obviously the whole of Manchester. She's a legend and an icon, and her and Bill just lit up the screen every time they came on. And, deeply sad. She was a fine woman.
And the actor and political campaigner Tony Booth has died aged 85. He was known for his role in Till Death Do Us Part and was the father of Cherie Blair.
Thanks, Victoria, for the news there that you brought us in the slot where the news goes.
You're welcome.
Which is quite handy. In the next slot where the news goes, Victoria's slot will be filled by news, yes, but also by vegetables.
Vegetable news.
That's what I meant. So vegetable news is on the way in around half an hour's time. And
I'm glad you think you're funny.
No, I'm not laughing.
Because you're tittering at yourself.
I'm not.
For your terrible jokes.
I'm not tittering.
And you're making him titter as well.
I'm not.
Just keep saying it.
Stop tittering and let me get on with the weather.
Victoria's got the weather now on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here it comes.
Dry with warm sunshine for most, but cooler in the northwest with highs of 21 degrees.
Thank you very much.
Perfect.
Victoria back with bonus news for you in around 25 minutes' time, as I say. And now here's...
Gillies.
Toby Gillies with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. It's reported Manchester City fear fullback Benjamin Mendy may have a serious knee ligament injury that could even end his season. He came off during the first half of their Premier League game at Crystal Palace at the weekend with what appeared to be only a knock. City play Shakhtar Donetsk in the Champions League tonight. Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp says says his players should expect an intense clash with Spartak Moscow this evening. The Reds drew with Sevilla in their Champions League opener. Klopp says this tie will be no easier.
Intense, difficult. All Champions League football is very strong side, very experienced side. Was very successful last year, this year a little bit. Few problems probably with injuries. Football playing side and very experienced. So we will be ready.
You can hear Spartak against Liverpool live and in full over on Talk Sport. And the Tottenham boss Maurizio Pochettino insists his players will have no excuse if they fail to beat Apoel in the same competition tonight. That despite seven injuries to first team players. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thank you very much indeed, Toby, and thank you very much, Victoria. And now, of course, on Talk Radio, well, it's going to be time for the big debate.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So let's do it now. So, as we were talking about earlier then, scrums and tackling, what many would consider to be, well, a vital part of a game of rugby. They're saying it should be banned from games of rugby in schools. That's academics saying that. Now, we all know how important people who are academic are, of course, so important that they don't go to jail, even when they stab their boyfriends. Concussion and brain damage is the issue, which makes sense, given that the object of the game of rugby is to flatten your opponent into the floor. But it's been played in schools since, rugby specifically, invented it in 1823. So is this just the latest try, to use a rugby term there, in an increasingly nannying snowflake society to make all the bad things go away? Or instead, should rugby actually be played with a new safe space rule where a player can walk out of a scrum and have a bit of a cry? Or perhaps speak to a pitch side counsellor about the anxiety of trying to get a ball off someone in a game where the object of the game is to get a ball off someone? Monkeying around with the rules, as one pundit put it earlier today. Well, on the line, listening to me speak now is Nick. Nick's in Brighton. Hello, Nick.
Hi.
Hi there. Thanks for taking time out of the Labour Party conference to talk to us, Nick. It's very good of you. Thank you.
There was a lull.
Right. So, now you heard me say the word monkeying there. Now, you've got a problem with monkeys, I'm led to understand. I think your argument, one of them, is that they're our nearest cousins, monkeys, anyway, so we just simply don't need them because they're quite like us in terms of DNA. So if we want to look at a monkey, one of us could just dress up as one.
I've got as much in common with a monkey as I have with a 9-carat gold, you know, chain from Ratner's in the 1980s. Right. Nothing to do with monkeys. They make me red. They literally make me see red, and not just a bit angry, but they make me see the kind of red you get on a baboon's arse. They make me feel smacked face pink red. Bottom red.
Yeah, yeah. But why do they make you see a bottom?
I think really it's not just monkey. I know some people are like, oh, apes aren't monkeys, gorillas aren't monkeys, you know, some other things aren't monkeys. No, if you're one of the 260-odd species of Haparine primates that, you know, would try and break my windscreen wipers at Windsor Safari Park, you know, capuchins, marmosets, apes, gibbons, tamarins, yetis, I just, all of them, I hate them.
Okay, well, look, stay there, Nick, because it's an uncommon view, of course. I want to bring in Aldolf, who's got a different opinion. Hello, Aldolf.
Aldolf. Aldolf.
Aldolf, like an owl and a dolphin. Aldolf.
Yaldolf. Yes.
Waldorf.
Perfect. Right. Got it.
Good. Now, look, you've heard Nick there. He makes a monkey, the idea of a monkey. We don't need them anymore, he says, not in this day and age. And also, it makes him go as red as a baboon's arse.
Hmm. Well, the thing, I mean, of course, that's a personal issue for Nick, and there are many sufferers from that condition. But we have to consider the role of monkeys in the arts and entertainment industry.
Right.
Now, it's a well-known fact that with an infinite number of monkeys and an infinite number of typewriters, you get the complete works of Shakespeare.
That's right, it's a well-known fact.
So it stands to reason that if you reduce the amount of monkeys and typewriters, you get less good Shakespeare.
Fewer.
Like Romeo and Juliet, except Romeo is an aardvark and Juliet is a chair.
Yeah.
So with what Nick's proposing, with the increasing cost of monkeys,
yes,
producers would have to, you know, they'd have to work with far less monkeys. Maybe, I don't know, maybe yourselves, you work with perhaps two or three monkeys and one typewriter.
I see.
And, you know, consequent fall off in quality.
In quality. Well, let's look at, it's interesting you mentioned the cost of monkeys, because Labour's stance on renationalising them. Now, we all know about the monkey, private monkey finance initiative, don't we? This is private companies who, under John Major, were brought in to make monkeys. But then zoos had to pay the cost back. And it's a drain on zoos, isn't it, this? It's a drain on the public purse. Should we renationalise monkeys, Nick? Would you be happy with that if they weren't private?
I'd be happy if there was a drain on zoos. I'd be happy if there was a drain right underneath the monkey cage, yeah, and the drain led to a sewer, and the sewer led to, like, a threshing machine, which led to a pit of fire, yeah, and all the monkeys went into that.
Right.
Yeah, it's all right for Adolf there to say, all hypothetical monkey typewriter scenario.
Yeah.
But he quotes art and entertainment. You know, the one famous monkey we've got in the whole of cinematic history is the one that did the PG Tips adverts.
Right.
And the tales you heard about him,
yeah,
you know, with the just slinging feces at his assistants if they bought him the wrong drugs.
Yeah.
You know, you forgive it if it's a, you know, a This Morning presenter or something. But if it's, you know, that could be your children, yeah, that a monkey's throwing feces at.
Right.
And that's like that's the best monkey ever to appear on screen.
Okay, Adolf, come back on that, because he's got a point, hasn't he?
I mean, Thelonious Monkey, the great jazz musician, did, yeah, very much the same thing, flung his feces around.
But that was improvised, wasn't it? That was an improvised feces throwing with him, so which was a...
It was part, yeah, of the act.
The art, as
but
it...
I think what Nick ignores, apart from general passers-by and people begging for change, is the fact that, you know, the CBI, the UK's monkey, premier monkey business organisation,
yeah,
forecasts a rapidly increasing growth after Brexit, which is when Britain will formally adopt the peanut as official currency.
That's right.
And as everyone knows, when you pay peanuts, you get monkeys. Just like when you pay chestnuts, you get monkeys in porn.
Yeah. Well, it does come down to money at the end of the day, Nick, doesn't it? I mean, you're saying the cost of monkeys is too high. They're unsustainable as a primate. Is that right?
Listen, older listeners like me, if we're talking about peanuts and the value of peanuts, will remember when America was not led by an idiot, he was led by Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
And if you remember, one of the things that Jimmy Carter first did was to, in a bid to sort of, you know, get one up on Britain, was to try and get a band that would be bigger than the Beatles. And he invented the Monkees, and, yeah, he did all the casting for it and everything. He was a peanut farmer originally, Jimmy,
yeah,
Carter.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we're now in a situation where America is trying to bomb Guam, or trying to save Guam or something. But, you know, if I lived in Guam,
yeah,
I'd be looking at Jimmy Carter now, Guam, and Mickey Dolenz. I'd be asking some questions, John.
What questions would you ask them?
I'd say, what is it then with Guam? Do you not like it? Or are you... Because I don't know where it is.
Yeah, no one does. Let's talk. You voted monks it, I'm guessing. This is the, of course, the controversial referendum whereby people wanted to get rid of monkeys.
I had to. I'm not proud of it. A lot of my friends won't talk to me now, but, you know, you've got to follow your heart.
You've got to follow your heart. What about, I mean, you know, we find them all over the place, don't we, the monkey? They're in either in the jungles, of course. You know, they're in the zoo, as we discussed. They're in the Arctic.
There's two kinds of monkeys. You've got the New World monkeys, who are able to use the internet and take selfies and go on Facebook.
Yeah.
And the Old World monkeys, who used to feature in Music Hall and the advertisements for tea.
Yeah, that's right. But, I mean, we've moved on, though, haven't we? I mean, it's interesting you mentioned the bottoms, Nick, and the colour of them, because, of course, mandrills, they're not men, they're monkeys, we should call them monkey drills, have blue bottoms, of course. Now, if you get rid of a mandrill, right, you're going to have an all-mandrill, you're going to have a surplus of blue arses, aren't you? Right?
I don't...
Now, the only... Sorry, let me finish. The only place to put those, right, is on a fly, which would then, you know, run around like a blue-arsed fly. But if you think about a mandrill's arse, Nick, it's much bigger than a fly, isn't it? And you see the problem?
I do, but you just said mandrill's arse, And that I was going to mention this, because I saw a film once called Spunky Monkey.
Yeah.
And they'd shaved all the monkeys because they're basically just like men and women. And they were grabbing each other's bananas and, you know, going, and making funny, like, noises.
Yeah.
They're smelling their fingers and things like that, right. Weeing everywhere.
Well, monkeys and do. This is the thing with monkeys, isn't it? People go to the zoo to watch monkeys do this stuff. Brave monkeys, as you insinuated
but I had to pay nearly £20 for that film.
Right.
And, you know, when it arrived, it was in funny packaging and stuff. And you go, well,
What are you paying for?
Is that what David Attenborough's doing these days?
Well, I doubt he is. No, to be honest. Adolf, just come back in on this issue of the cost of monkeys, because you know the government is saying as well, you know, as part of this deal, 40,000 more monkeys by 2018. But where are we going to get the money to pay for that? And it's a monkey pie in the sky, isn't it?
No, I mean, there's many sources. I mean, we have to look at what's happened since Brexit. I mean, monkey cruelty has increased a lot since Brexit. I can hear one case where a monkey was made to wear a ridiculous dress and carry a big stick and forced to spout nonsense on television.
Yeah.
And they call him the primate of all England.
Yeah.
I mean, there's good monkeys and bad monkeys.
Okay.
Right? There's squirrel monkeys, popular with children, like climbing trees and storing nuts.
Yes.
And then there's Japanese snow monkeys who are responsible for most of the East Asian cocaine trade.
Right.
So if we filter the monkeys, we put in a sort of monkey filter.
Yeah,
we can reduce costs.
Okay, well, all right, good
point. Junky monkeys.
On most sides there. Nick, could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please?
Manjo's ass.
Thank you. Adolf?
Harpsichord.
Good. Now, what do you think? We've got monkeys, of course, haven't we? If you look around, I mean, not here, but, you know, we've got them in zoos here, and they're in other countries, certainly. But what do you think of monkeys? Do we need monkeys? You know, we live in post-Brexit Britain. We've got pencils with erasers on the end now and Hewlett-Packard desk monitors. Why do we need monkeys? Get in touch with the programme, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio
1. Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio, and that is the big debate.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels! Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up to Cancer, and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results
to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off.
Get inspired, join the rebellion, and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments.
100% of the money raised go straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
There's a brand new way to get behind the wheel of a new Mercedes-Benz. From now until the end of 2017, we're offering up to £7,000 off the price of selected models when you trade in any older diesel car built from 1992 until 2010. It's called the Diesel Changeover Bonus, and it's another way you could soon be driving something brand new, packed with our latest technology. Who knew it could be so easy? Search Mercedes-Benz Diesel Changeover Bonus and find out about your nearest participating retailer.
Offer subject to availability. Bonuses range from £3,000 to £7,000, depending on model. Trading car must be diesel, EU1 to EU4 emission standard, registered by the customer for at least 6 months. Cannot be used in conjunction with other offers. Full terms and conditions apply. At participating retailers only.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
At Wix, we know our trade customers are interested in running a better business. That's why we've launched Wix Trade Pro. It gives the trade access to exclusive discounts, offers and rewards. So everything's always cheaper. Sign up in store, online, or via the Wix Trade Pro app today. Wix, let's do it right.
Hiring for your business is important, and with today's technology, it shouldn't be so hard to hire great candidates. Indeed.com makes it easy. Easy to post a job, easy to manage candidates, easy to get help. How easy is that? Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Whether your business is small or large, your ambitions for it are always big. And so are ours. That's why, no matter what size your business, we have local business relationship managers who'll help you along the way. So with us in your corner, the sky's the limit. To see why we've been awarded Business Bank of the Year 3 years running, visit santanderbusiness.co.uk. Here to help your business prosper. Santander.
Business Money Facts Award 2015 to 2017.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Cheshire, we have one lane blocked and some very slow traffic due to recovery work and a broken down lorry. It's on the M6 northbound between junction 16 for Stoke and junction 17 around Sandbach. It's not helped due to roadworks in the area and travel time there is around 15 minutes. And in Northamptonshire, one lane closed due to an accident, a lorry and a car involved. It's on the M45 westbound. That's between the M1 for junction 17 for Dunchurch and the A45 around the Coventry Road. I'm Sammy Jolo.
He-Man got £50 worth of Co-op food vouchers when he bought Co-op Home Combined Insurance through Money's Supermarket. Now, he feels like his high kicks could pierce the sky. Another Money Super exclusive from Money's Supermarket. Offer ends October 16th. New customers only who buy a Co-op Home Combined Buildings and Contents policy through Money Supermarket. Excludes Northern Ireland and Channel Island customers. For full T's and C's, go to Money Supermarket.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So welcome along if you're just joining us. We're here till 4 o'clock. And I've got Cornelius's cough now. And we, of course, have been talking about much today, not least the case of the girl from Oxford University who stabbed her boyfriend in the leg and has been let off, some people are saying, but not really. She's got a suspended sentence. But because she's attractive and blonde and posh and intelligent, it's made the newspapers, of course, people saying that it's a class issue that she hasn't gone to jail. But as we heard earlier, it's a lot more complicated than certainly that. Not least because she did a guilty plea, she'd been suffering from mental problems, and had taken the right steps to cure herself of her addictions. So what I'm saying is there are things going on behind the scenes in news that we don't necessarily get to hear about, including at the Labour Party conference. But it's all right, because we can hear about those things right now. Alex Dibble, our reporter, is on the line. He's been in Brighton for the conference. He's still there. Good afternoon, Alex Dibble.
Oh, John, hang on. Sorry, hello. Could you give me 30 seconds? I'm just on the 2p machines in on Brighton Pier.
Yeah, okay.
Hang on.
Yep, no worries. You carry on.
Hang on.
See how you do.
In one goes.
Yeah.
There. Oh, it's... Come on. All right, one more.
Go on.
One more.
Go on.
In it goes. Come on.
Any joy? Nothing?
Never play these things, John.
Nothing.
You never win. It's a scam.
They glue them to the edge. They glue them, Alex.
That's just a rumour. We shouldn't implicate Brighton Pier in any
No, not Brighton Pier. All piers. They glue it.
I should never have started playing this game.
When the fun stops, stop, Alex.
Okay. All right, the fun has stopped.
And that goes for the Labour Party conference as well, doesn't it? Because I know you're having fun down there.
I am indeed having fun. Do you know who else has been having fun?
Who?
Keith Vaz and Dawn Butler.
In what way?
Well, they were at a karaoke event the other night.
Right.
One of the fringe events. This was hosted by Dawn Butler. It was a Jamaican-themed party.
Hang on, stop.
And,
I've got to stop you there.
Apparently there was a lot of dancing.
Well, hang on, let me stop you there, right? So, she's the Shadow Equalities Minister. She threw it at the Jamaican thing. Now, hang on, because when people throw parties like this in this day and age, that's cultural appropriation, Alex. Is there any criticism of that?
No.
Oh. All right, carry on then. Carry on, tell us about it.
Well, apparently it was a great party, and even, I believe, Talk Radio Supremo Denny Morris was there and told me the next day that, in his words, quote, Dawn Butler has got some serious moves.
Oh.
Right. So this would explain, because our boss, as you just mentioned, Denny, sort of went missing for a while from everywhere. No one knew where he was because he'd, been at this party, I think.
Yeah, this was after the party. He went missing for a good 14 hours.
Yeah.
And then he ended up turning up with a new phone, claiming that his old one had died.
Okay, guys.
So,
not sure that's true.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, anyone else on the guest list?
So, Keith Vaz sang some karaoke at the party, and we've got the audio.
Have we?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Should we have a listen to it? Someone filmed it on a mobile phone.
Right, so this is Keith Vaz, the Eastern European rent boy enthusiast. And is that him?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Keith Vaz singing at a Jamaican-themed party thrown by the Shadow Equalities Minister.
Dawn Butler, yeah.
Okay, here we go. I mean, there ain't no party like a Keith Vaz party in many ways. You see, this is what we're doing. We're bringing you behind-the-scenes gossip from the Labour Party conference. Our reporter Alex Tibble is down in Brighton near the 2P machines right now as we speak. What else have you got for us, Alex? What else has been going on?
Well, one of the big things about the party conference is that not everyone gets in. We get into the building if we're the media. Don't get me wrong, we're inside. But the actual conference hall where all the speeches happen, we're not allowed in there.
Right.
So all the Labour delegates and all the normal people that turn up, they're allowed in, but we're not. So suddenly, it's like you're 17 and you're trying to sneak into a nightclub. So I did the technique of going in about an hour before. No, it wasn't an hour. It was like half an hour before the speeches were meant to start.
Yeah.
Because all the stewards were having their cups of tea. And then when they came back, I was already in.
Right.
Yes.
So it was a bit like the guys that sort of stayed in Tesco after it got locked up.
Yeah.
It was that kind of technique. But that's what we're resorting to now because we're not even allowed in
there. So why aren't Labour
letting... We've just got to watch from the TV.
Why aren't Labour letting the media into the room?
I don't know.
That could be standard practice.
This is why they're doing this. They should be paying us to be here.
Yeah.
We should be front row. I should be front row.
Yeah.
And I should be doing this report from the socks, sniffing the socks of Jezza Corbyn.
Yeah, you should. Well, I agree. You should be in his beard. I need to ask you this, of course, because you should have been in for one reason alone. It's because you're adorable, isn't it? Adoradibble.
What? I've never heard this before.
Yeah, you have, because Russell Brand, during his interview with you, referred to you as adorable.
Oh, yeah.
Which we played out yesterday.
Oh, right, okay.
So adoradibble is we decided what you are. And Russell Brand thinks you're adorable, did he try and get off with you?
No, he did not.
Okay, just
checking. Was a serious conversation about a serious subject, Jonathan.
Yeah. Adoradibble. Tell us about the merchandise, Alex. I think there's shaving
the
cream on sale.
The merchandise is fantastic.
Tell us.
It's fantastic. We've got scarves, Jeremy Corbyn scarves that you would likely only see draped around the necks of football fans.
Right.
There are T-shirts. There are posters. There's all sorts of things. There's pillowcases and duvet covers. I mean, you name it. Jezza's face is all over it.
Would you sleep in a Jezza-themed duvet with your face pressing down on a Corbyn case?
Well, there are some pretty keen Labour supporters here. That's all I'm going to say.
Diane Abbott's bought two.
Naughty con. Naughty.
Keith Vaz has rented a couple.
Naughty John.
Dibble, here's the thing. Right, so the BBC's correspondent at the Labour Party conference in Brighton, Laura Kussenberg, has been given a bodyguard.
Kunsberg.
What did I say? Kunsberg.
Kunsberg.
Yeah, I didn't mean that. Anyway, she's been given a bodyguard. But Alex, you haven't got a bodyguard. Are you all right?
I haven't got anyone. It's just me down here.
Right.
It's just me and the equipment that I have to lug everywhere. And my reporting is clearly not so controversial that people feel the need to send me death threats.
No.
I am not issuing an invitation.
Right.
I'm not jealous in any way.
Okay.
She's had to get a bodyguard, which, to be fair, in all seriousness, that is actually a poor state of affairs in the UK in the 21st century, that journalists can't go about their daily work.
No, no one would attack you because you are Adora Dibble. Anyway, Alex there, thank you very much.
Cheers,
indeed. From the Labour Party conference. He's in Brighton, genuinely
well,
in Brighton.
He's on the pier in the arcades.
He's in the arcades at the 2p machine. But that's fine, he's been working very hard. But that's a little insight for you exactly what's going on behind the scenes of all the glossy headlines that you've been seeing from down in Brighton. Anyway, Tour Radio in the afternoons. In the next bit, we'll be playing Snowflake Buckaroo and bringing you a bonus news from Victoria, who has the news now at 3:30.
Talk Radio.
The Equality and Human Rights Commission wants Labour to do more to prove it's not racist. There are fresh allegations of anti-Semitism within Jeremy Corbyn's party after comments made at an event on the fringes of its conference in Brighton last night. Mr Corbyn says he knew nothing about the meeting and insists Labour is all about inclusivity.
We've got proposals on education, proposals on economy, proposals on social care. There's a whole lot of stuff coming out that's very strong and very good. This is a party of communities all around the country, all communities.
England cricketer Ben Stokes will miss tomorrow's one-day international with the West Indies after being arrested. The all-rounder was held overnight and released without charge this morning after an incident in Bristol. Donald Tusk says Theresa May's Brexit speech last week shows the idea of the UK having its cake and eating it is finished. The European Council president has been meeting Theresa May at Downing Street. Actress Liz Dawn, who played Vera Duckworth in Coronation Street for more than three decades, has died. She was 77. The soap's executive producer has described her as a Coronation Street legend, a brilliant actor and a wonderful person. While Till Death Do Us Part actor Tony Booth has died aged 85. He was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2004 and had also suffered from heart problems. The weather turning windy in the west overnight, light drizzle possible in the north but clearer elsewhere with lows of 12 degrees. And tomorrow there'll be sunny spells for many, but rain will slowly move in across Northern Ireland, Wales and the southwest of England. Highs of 20. There's more news in around half an hour.
There's more now.
There is.
It's time for today's edition of Bonus News. It's there because Victoria, her bulletins are smaller than they used to be. She still gets paid the same.
The right decision.
And so she makes the time up. We bring you animal news, vegetable news and mineral news. It covers everything off. Today, vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Tis the season for giant vegetables, and I have two stories about them for you here.
Oh.
So, vegetable growers claimed a European record after growing a giant 175-centimetre squash.
That's taller than you, John.
Everything is. So Peter Martin, who's 74, he presented the vegetable at this year's Canna UK National Giant Vegetable Championships, because that's the thing, and he beat the previous record of 173 centimetres.
Wow.
And he doesn't really know what the secret is to growing a massive vegetable. He just did it.
He just managed to grow a massive vegetable.
Yeah, he said largely used the traditional method. It was fine.
Right.
Mm. Yeah. Meanwhile,
yeah,
a gardener has grown a 4-foot carrot. A 4-foot carrot.
That's bigger than you, John.
Isn't it? And apparently it's as tall as his 6-year-old grandson.
Ah, he's also taller than you, John.
Yeah, but...
Hang on, a 4-foot...
Yeah, a 4-foot carrot's in the picture. And Simon Smith says, not going to eat it because it'll probably be as tough as old boots.
That's a big carrot.
But he uses special techniques. So he grows his carrots in sand using 6-foot deep drums on a raised bed.
Right.
And
so if I slept in one of those?
No, you'd
it's
die.
It's too late for you.
You'd die if you just slept underground in sand.
Well, I'm just...
Are you comparing yourself to a vegetable?
Well, I'm parts...
Which parts?
No, I wasn't. So the... Martin's just told me to move along in my ear. But anyway, in my cauliflower ear, which is the part of
you
me.
Don't play rugby.
You played, he did.
I did play
we
rugby.
We spoke about rugby earlier.
I broke my finger playing rugby. Thank you, Victoria.
Oh, fine.
Well, it wasn't fine. It hurt quite a lot, actually.
Well, you don't look like a rugby player because you're tiny.
I was the ball.
Rugby players are... Rugby players are actually quite small, except they
not
look normal size. Oh, maybe. No, that was it. They look small.
Yeah.
But they're actually normal size, and then amongst them there's some gigantic ones who make
some
the other
really
one
big
look
ones.
Small.
So yeah, yeah. Right.
I got that wrong, and I'd like to apologise.
Yeah, stop talking.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a 4-foot carrot. Interesting.
Yeah, and finally, here on Vegetable News, yeah. We know all about the White House Vegetable Garden, which is started by former First Lady Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
Well, now Melania Trump has taken it over, and she has held an event there that coincided with the first day of autumn, and there were a dozen kids from a local chapter with the Boys and Girls Club, whatever that is.
It's a club of boys and girls.
Yeah, there it is.
Vegetable News.
Is that it?
No, I've got a couple lines more on that story.
Vegetable News.
So, Melania Trump, with these children, she picked some peppers and pulled some leeks.
Yeah.
And although I've just realised that the story where I got this information from, they've misspelt leek. They spelled it L-E-A-K.
It is Donald Trump. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And she also planted some broccoli.
And he likes to L-E-E-K on prostitutes, doesn't he, in Russian hotel
Moving
rooms.
On, yeah. The garden received a $2.5 million grant to ensure it was continued without being a burden to the taxpayer. So there you go. Trump carrying on Obama's vegetables. The end.
Vegetable News.
Yeah.
Thank you, Victor.
Vegetable News.
Very good. You've got a meeting now, haven't you?
Yeah.
Who with?
Big Boss Denny.
Oh, we've just been hearing about him, so he probably won't be there because he went missing for 14 hours.
No, he has come back.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, he claims to be fine.
Yeah. Doesn't look fine, does he?
I'm not going to ask.
Okay. Right, thank you, Victoria, for
Bye.
Vegetable News. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Status report, Mr. Spock.
Captain, I'm picking up distress signals from the neutral zone.
We're getting numerous reports of a giant Borg armada armed with Thaleron radiation warheads headed straight for Earth.
What are your orders, Captain?
Well, Mr. Sulu, I don't really have an opinion on that.
Julia Hartley Brewer's always got an opinion, whether you like it or not. Join me every weekday morning from 10 as I boldly go where no radio presenter has gone before. Exploring all the biggest news stories and seeking out intelligent conversation.
It's speech radio, Julia, but not as you know it.
Tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So we were bringing you just before the news there, all of the gossip, the backstage gossip, if you like, from the Labour Party conference currently on day 3 in Brighton. And you've been hearing a lot from the conference, the front part of it, the bit that they present to the media. But there was Alex Dibble, our reporter, getting us some backstage action there. And who amongst us didn't enjoy the sound of Keith Vaz at a Jamaican-themed party, which sounds like it's like snowflake bait due to cultural appropriation. Keith Vaz, though.
I mean, he's great source of
isn't he?
Material for this show.
Yeah, always has been. And, there he was at a party, channeling...
I went on Keith Vaz's Wikipedia earlier, just to check all stories so we could, make our facts right. When
about the Rent Boys?
Yeah. Not one mention of it. It's been cleaned.
Has it?
Yeah, the whole scandal isn't mentioned once on his Wikipedia page.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I can't believe
someone
it.
Someone should go and put that back.
Yeah.
I mean, it was in the papers.
Yeah, I know.
Like in the proper news media.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Very odd.
Yeah. Is the fact that he sang at the party mentioned at all?
No,
maybe
it wasn't.
Someone should add that on his page as well. And then maybe send us the screen grab of that. Anyway, let's remind ourselves of Keith Vaz singing at a party. Because he sounds like he's, drunk or something, but he's got no track record of ever having taken any intoxicating substances.
No, he doesn't. You're
so
correct,
I don't know why he sounds like that. But anyway, that's Keith Vaz at a party.
Have you ever been to a party conference?
I have, yes.
Have you?
Yes.
Was it like that?
Exactly like that.
Was it? I'm surprised that they do all this, because this is when the media are glaring at them. That's the point of the conference.
Yeah, they don't let the media into those parties. That's someone sneaking that in. That wasn't Dibble's recording, probably. I mean, Denny went, as we know. But, you know, Keith Vance has probably got something on him. So, we probably can't play it. Well, Denny got it too. But you're right, they're in the public eye, and they go down and they just let their hair down a bit, don't they?
Yeah.
That's what happens. But, like, no, it is debauched.
Where did you go?
I went to all three a few years ago. I went to Brighton for the Labour one.
Mm.
I don't know where the Conservative was. Was it in Manchester? I can't remember. But yeah, no, I went to them. But yeah, behind the scenes, they are a debauched affair.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But you don't get it.
I really want to go to one now.
They are.
Let's OB from there tomorrow.
It's like any work conference, like any work conference. It's
really? Just, oh, what? Just absolute
debauchery.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an excuse to, but then, you know. But don't forget Alex Dibble.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Dibble.
Dibble.
Shuffle
tweeted in, by the way, to say, where is it? 2 seconds. Dibble.
Yeah. He was interviewing Russell Brand, and I mentioned it to him earlier, and got called adorable by Russell Brand.
What are you going to be doing for the rest of the conference? Are you going to be coming to the centre? Or
I might try and sneak into that conference. How'd you get in there? Who do you have to know?
I don't know. I have a media pass. You might have to...
Oh, you have a media pass? Hold on a minute. I work in media. I could pass myself off as the delightful Alex Dibble, you adorable character.
That's right.
I don't know. Yeah, I might pop down there, but I've also got to do some work.
Adora Dibble.
Adora Dibble.
Adora Dibble. Right, in the next bit of the programme, speaking of snowflakes, as we were just now, a game of snowflake buckaroo. What is that, I hear you ask? Allow me to explain. You know, like buckaroo with a donkey, the game, where there's a plastic donkey and you hang stuff on it, and the donkey kicks it all off? It's like that, but with a millennial snowflake. Instead of tools on a donkey, it's trigger phrases on a millennial snowflake. When the snowflake kicks it all off, it runs to its safe space. It's Snowflake Buckaroo. We're playing next on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Stoptober, the 28-day Stop Smoking Challenge is back. And this year it's bigger than ever. Sam Delaney will be cleaning up the afternoon airwaves with breaking news, great guests, plus essential tips, advice and support to help you quit smoking for good. Join the thousands of people stopping smoking this Stoptober with Sam Delaney at Drive on Talk Radio. Come on, join in. Search Stoptober for all the support you need to stop smoking.
Back a bit. No, forward. Bit more. Now, back. Forward. Wait, forward.
At Valent, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valent, with you all the way. Just search Valent EcoFit for more.
Back a bit. Perfect.
When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore. When you've got all the matches without any catches, that's amore. When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Oh, Churchy, look at that snazzy new car. Like me in the glory days before I got written off. My blinkers had that keen sparkle and my pipes. Well, don't get me started on my pipes.
Oh, no.
If your car is written off, you can choose between a replacement, paying for an upgrade, or the money.
Time to pass on the baton.
Churchill, depend on the dog.
Comprehensive cover only. Excludes theft claims. Exact match subject to availability. Minimum car value £3,500 or cash replacement. Upgrade available when difference is paid. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
So I get free Love2Shop vouchers in this half a million giveaway?
That's right. For every 20 litres of selected Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade paints you buy,
yeah,
you'll get a £10 Love2Shop voucher to spend at over 20,000 stores and online.
Oh, nice.
So, are you off to do that hallway on Hill Street?
Yeah, I am, but only after I've had a look online at what I can spend my vouchers on.
Don't miss the Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade half a million giveaway. In store now until October the 31st. T's and C's apply. See online at halfamilliongiveaway.co.uk or in participating stores for details.
We all like to feel our money is safe. That's why I, an ordinary little piggy bank,
I'm becoming an armour-plated, rivet-reinforced, titanium-clad piggy bank.
And your money is just as safe too. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects up to £85,000 of your money. Search FSCS Protected for more information.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
We've still got problems in Cheshire. We have one lane blocked and some very slow traffic due to recovery work and a broken down lorry. It's on the M6 northbound. That's between junction 16 around Stoke and junction 70 for Sandbach. It's not helped due to roadworks in the area there. The travel time is around 15 minutes. And elsewhere in Gloucestershire, the M5 northbound lane is closed on the entry slip road. That is due to a broken down lorry. That's at junction 13 around Strood. However, traffic is coping well as the inside lane is closed. I'm Sammy Jolo.
He-Man got £50 worth of Co-op food vouchers when he bought Co-op Home Combined Insurance through Money's Supermarket. Now, he feels like his high kicks could pierce the sky. Another Money Super exclusive from Money's Supermarket. Offer ends October 16th. New customers only who buy a Co-op Home Combined Buildings and Contents policy through Money Supermarket. Excludes Northern Ireland and Channel Island customers. For full T's and C's, go to Money Supermarket.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just coming up to 2:45 a time. Good afternoon. Sam Delaney with you on Drive, of course, from 4 o'clock here, bringing you the latest on the Labour Party conference and other things besides. Now, we will be playing Snowflake Buckaroo in a moment. We've been talking about a lot in the news today. Labour Party conference, obviously. We've talked about the that case of the Oxford student who stabbed her boyfriend in the leg and got away without a jail sentence. A lot of controversy around that today. But there's a lot going on. It's very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
A lot of people can't, Cornelius, and we're here to help. And we do that. We do that. Cornelius just covered me in post-it notes. I don't know why. Like a child. We've got help in the form of Japanese poetry. It's 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Students bared jail for being sharper than the knife she plunged into someone.
The news in haikus. And now it is time, to play today's game of Snowflake Buckaroo. How it works. You know the game Buckaroo, like donkey? You remember a donkey? You know a donkey, but a plastic one in a box. It's where you set it up, didn't you, and you hung load of tools on the donkey until such time as it kicked all the tools off. It was called Buckaroo! Well, it's a little bit like that, except with the millennial snowflake. And instead of tools, we hang trigger phrases on the millennial until it kicks off and runs away to its safe space, all crying and triggered. The whole world's so offensive, it makes me have some anxiety. Why that? On the line to play Snowflake Buckaroo today, let us meet contestant number one. It's Reginald. Hello, Reginald.
Hello, John. How are you?
Very good, Reg. How are you, if I can call you Reg?
Call me whoever you want, mate.
Okay. Nold. Administrator. Snowflake Buckaroo. I'm going to explain it fully and how you play it in a moment. Reginald. I need to meet your opponent, who is called Trevor. Trevor is in Coventry. Hello, Trevor.
You all right, John? How's it going?
All right, thank you, Trevor. How's it going with you, Trev?
Yeah, not too bad.
What do you do, Trevor?
I am a window fitter.
A window fitter?
That's right, I fit the windows.
Yeah, well, I guess that. Are you quicker than a quick fit fitter?
No, I'm slower than a window fitter.
Right. It's complicated, isn't it? All right, Trevor. Look, it's Trevor versus Reginald. What's going to happen here, gentlemen, is that I will be giving you rounds that you play in, rounds here. I will give you each a phrase, a trigger phrase, a millennial trigger phrase. You need to pick one, and they're all allocated points. The first person to hit 21, that is when the millennial kicks off. It's game over. You don't want to get to 21. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, let's do this game. Let's do it. All right, then. Just because we got him on first, line one, Reg, annulled. You need to pick one of these millennial trigger phrases to hang on the millennial. Are you going to go for non-conforming veganism trigger or non-specific she-male by curiosity shop?
I'm going to go for non-specific female by curiosity shop, just because I'm in a market at the moment and I wanted to say that out loud.
Makes sense. Good work. Trevor, by default, that leaves you with the other one, of course, in this round. Stop coughing, Cornelius.
Sorry.
I can tell you that these are worth 5 points each. They've both got 5 points
so far.
Yeah,
5 points. I've already written it down.
No, Cornelius.
Same every week.
What's the latest score, Cornelius?
It's five each. Five for Reginald, five for Trevor. Whoever plays next week, it'll be five each for them as well.
Right, okay, let's go to round two. What? You're right.
It's just background noise. Okay, you're talking to John.
Good, I'm happy with that. That's more or less what this show is anyway. Trevor, you're choosing first. Are you going to go for pre-op pronoun validity splaining or LGBT PFI contract?
LGBTPFI contract.
Yes, all right, good. Yeah. That leaves you, Reginald, with the other one. I can tell you that LGBTPFI contract, as a millennial phrase, is worth 6 points. Ooh. 6 points. Oh. And the other one, Reginald, is 4 points. Oh, 4 points.
I bet he's triggered now.
Cornelius has got the latest scores there.
Okay, yes, Reginald is ahead with 9, whilst Trevor is trailing behind with 11.
Okay, your turn to choose first now, Reginald. Are you going for, in Snowflake Buckaroo, cisgenders are doing it for themselves, or post-op privilege transvest top?
Post-op privilege transvest top, please, John.
It is 5 points. Ooh. 5 points. Which means that that's worth 3 points. Trevor's is worth 3 points. Cornelius' latest score.
Oh, well, it's even after three rounds. Wow. What are the chances? Reginald on 14, whilst Trevor also has 14. Yes.
Next one, choosing first.
Trevor,
are you going to go for bi-consensual non-platformed virtue signalling or hashtag Cliffs of Dover so white?
Oh, got to be hashtag Cliffs of Dover so white.
Right. That's worth 2 points. 2 points.
Ooh,
there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and the other one is worth 2 points. Oh, Reginald also got 2 points. What are the scores?
It's 16 each, isn't it? It's not a very exciting game.
All right. Exciting now. And now who's choosing first?
Reginald.
Are you going to go for micro gluten-free gender appropriation or femi-intolerant gif of colour?
I'm in Birmingham right now, so I'm going to speak my words very carefully. I'm going to go for the second one.
The second one is 1 point.
Oh, good score.
Good score, which means that, Trevor, yours, micro gluten-free gender appropriation, 5 points. Oh, no, 4 points. It's four.
It sounded like five there, no, and it sounded like he...
No, I miscalculated that. It's 4 points.
All right.
That was five, John. I'm being cheated here.
It's only 4 points.
Well, have you got two more to say? Well, is that what it is?
Yeah. What are the scores, Cornelius?
Well, Trevor is very close to 21 with 20, whilst Reginald is just on 17.
17. All right, so final round. Who's choosing first?
Trevor.
Right. Okay, Trevor, are you going to go for inter-race anxiety assumption or apology fluid anti-binary neutral genitaliaism?
I'm going to go for the no pointo here, which is the second one.
Yeah?
Yeah. No point.
You think that the second one is no points?
Yeah, no point on that one.
I can tell you that Trevor...
Yes.
Has half a point.
Oh!
It's half a point!
What? That's a first.
Oh, it's a half a point. And that means Reginald needs to know his score. Now, it could, you know, it could be over now if he gets 21 or above.
Maybe. Have you got any more?
It could be very close. No, it's the last one. So, Reginald.
Oh, no.
200 points!
Oh!
It's all over! What are the final scores, Cornelius?
Well, Trevor came very close with 20.5.
Yeah?
Yet Reginald scored an own goal with that last choice.
Yeah.
With 217 in his final score.
Oh, there it is.
Which is enough to buckaroo... 100 buckaroo snowflakes, I should say.
Yeah, there we go.
Stats.
That was Snowflake Buckaroo. Thank you, Trevor. Thank you, Reginald. 5 minutes. Till Sam Delaney, but he's here now to tell us what's coming up on his programme. Now, live from Brighton yesterday, of course, we've been talking to Dibble with some backstage gossip.
Oh, yeah.
He was on the 2P machines on Brighton Pier.
Yeah, of course he was.
We spoke to him.
He's an addict. I was a bit worried. He spent so much time and money on those.
I said, when the fun stops, stop. But
he won't listen.
He wasn't having it.
No.
But we learned of Keith Vaz's karaoke attempt. We played a clip of that.
Right.
We heard of our boss, Denny, going missing for hours and hours.
Yeah, there's a mystery surrounds that.
Yeah, and he went... had to buy a new phone to use that as an excuse about his old one or something.
I don't know. Listen, it's shrouded in mystery. I'm sure there's a perfectly legitimate reason for why he disappeared off radar.
Okay. But, you know, how was it for you?
I had a great time.
Yeah.
Although, on the Sunday night, after we'd finished our live show then, I went home and I went back to the hotel and all the restaurants were shut. So I ended up having to have a mini bar dinner. Have you ever had to have a mini bar dinner?
That's bleak.
It's bleak. It's a real low point for a man, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you and I, we're both family men. You think of your family back home, don't you? And like the wholesomeness of it. And you're in a hotel room. And I was eating a jar of quite upmarket salted almonds. You know the sort I mean.
Don't know,
glass
exactly
jar.
The sort you mean, yeah.
I ate the whole jar.
Wow.
Oh.
Then I had
Pringles.
They had inside the fridge. No, I had some crisps.
Yeah.
Again, sort of an upmarket brand. It wasn't Pringles. It was sort of, you know, hipster brand, slightly sea salted. Yeah. Fine. Then there was like these sausages that were basically pepperamis, but they were again a hipster version. They were called like Hungarian spice sausages.
Yeah.
I ate two of them. Oh, I mean, one bite was enough to make you feel nauseous. I ate two.
Yeah.
I was lying in bed and eating all of that. That was my dinner, John.
I know.
Came to 40
and
quid.
It was really awful. And then I find out the next day that my team had been at a Labour Party Jamaica party on the beach.
Yeah.
Free rum, limbo, the lot.
Yeah.
So I missed out, didn't I?
Yeah, it's your own fault.
But it is good, the Labour Party conference. There's more partying than you would imagine. Not that I got involved in any, but the problem is...
It is called a party conference. I mean, you would expect that.
They all think they won the election.
They do.
And as a result of that, they've started coming out with more and more harebrained left-wing policies because they think, well, this green light. The people gave us a green light. And they've gone way too far. So suddenly they're like, it's like they're mad. And they've gone, I tell you what else we'll do. We'll renationalise everything.
Yeah.
Well, I think the people have spoken. It's like, you lost the election by a few million votes.
Yeah, and you've got no money to do this.
People aren't ready for this. Anyway, that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Good stuff. Sam Delaney with you next. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4 in the afternoons. Have a good evening.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.